You've tuned into the Crispy Noodle Podcast.
Do you realize what you've done?
With Rich Lee Biggs.
Aren't you hip to the rap music?
And Michael Costanza.
The internet was speaking to me in tongues.
Unplanned, unscripted, and slightly unhinged.
Good times, noodle salad.
The point is, you now have the ability to be happy.
And now, here's Rich and Mike on the Crispy Noodle Podcast.
Woo, yeah! How you guys doing?
What's up, everybody?
It's time for this week's episode of the Crispy Noodle Podcast. Let us be the crispy noodle in your vegetarian salad of life and boring news. Folks, it's our job to give you the most interesting bits in sports, entertainment, odd news, and whatever else we feel like talking about. Isn't that right, Mike?
That's right. We bring it to you with our unique sense of humor and wackiness. You never know what you're going to get here on the Crispy Noodle Podcast.
That's right. I mean, we, you know, can delve into various things that we want to. But I'm excited for this episode because we really could veer off course. We could do anything we want to when these two guys are around. I'm really excited. I'm going to dive right into it. Folks, we got two special guests here. They are part of the Academic Probation Tour, and I'm so ready to see these guys do their stand-up at the Trocadero. So first, let me introduce returning champion to the Crispy Noodle Podcast.
I'm like your one and only guest. I'll take it.
Rick Maraki's here. Woo! How you doing, Rick?
The three people in here.
We make an audience at this point.
How you doing? I'm doing good.
Very good.
Yeah.
Yeah. You excited for this week?
I can't wait. I'm super excited. I got that whole bubble guts going on because of the show being the magnitude of the show and the whole, like, you're waiting for people to come and you get excited. It's the biggest show size wise that I've done ever. Mm-hmm. And I couldn't have done it without my boy Chris here is also on the show. He put together, he did the business. You've worked with me before. He's the business end. You don't want me to be the business end because there would be no business. But yeah, no, it's a lot of hard work, but it's so much more fun because we're not using any, like, we're using promoters, but we're not going by only promoters. We're doing a lot of it guerrilla style. We're doing a lot of it ourselves. Mm-hmm. And it's awesome. It's scary, but awesome.
Well, speaking of Chris, we do have him over here, folks. Welcome, Chris Nee.
What's going
Woo!
On?
How you doing, Chris?
I am doing fantastic.
Come on, why did you applause on that one? I
didn't applaud. I feel like a dick.
There you
I
go.
I said you were the business end. One person's not putting in the effort.
Exactly.
That's exactly why he's here.
Now,
I forgot.
Doing awesome. I'm stoked to be here, guys. Thanks for having us, for real.
Now, you're new to the podcast.
Yes.
So,
but he's heard great things.
Yeah, this is my first podcast. You guys are popping my cherry on this one.
Woo!
Oh,
interesting.
Nice. You bitch.
Well, it was very erotic. Yes, indeed. It was erotic.
So that type of podcast now. Huh?
Who is that? Like Walter Cronkite? Did you find the oldest son of a bitch ever to say pop your cherry?
Yeah,
sounded like a grandfather. I'm disturbed now.
Yeah, it was it was from a YouTube series called React.
Old son of a bitches.
Yeah, old son of a bitches. Coming soon. Yep, old sons of bitches. Wait until you hear they talk about Caitlyn Jenner. Yeah, boy.
Don't get me started, please.
Oh, my God.
I know it's something to do
so
with...
So he plays it again. That's awesome.
Sex.
I just like the riff on that.
That is perfect.
Yeah, it's amazing. Thank you. So, Chris.
Oh
yeah,
my
so
God.
Chris. What kind of style is your humor? Would you say what are we expecting on Saturday night at the Trocadero?
My style is definitely just stories of my life, just as real as possible and as hammed up as possible, because I always looked at comedy. It's such a hard business to get into. And if you just say shit from your life and if you tell stories from your life, nobody can ever be like, oh, he's stealing my stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like, cause you haven't gone through what I've gone through. You haven't done what I've done, and stuff that I talk about is just so, like, bizarre and just, like, funny that, like, there's no way that, like, people would be like, oh, he stole it. Like, it's just a fun style, you know. Anybody can relate to some of my stuff, you know, stuff that I talk about. Like, people come up to me after my shows and be like, oh my God, you have that or that, I can relate to that. It's like, that's what I go for, because if like the audience can relate to it, it's way more funnier. So storytelling and hammed up, definitely.
And actually, that's exactly why I wanted to team up with him, and I'm glad he asked me to team up with him, because that's what comedy to me is. If you can make it personal and you can make it relatable, I'm sure anybody can go tell knock knock jokes. Anybody can. It's not anybody, but if you can make the story relatable and someone can laugh at it and like, oh my god, that happened to me before, that's a solid joke, and people will remember it.
Exactly,
and that to me is the most best part about humor.
Yeah, like
it's because you take the darkest story, and you make it funny.
Flip it to a positive, yeah, like stuff that you talk about. Even like a couple weeks later, like I've done some jokes that Rick heard, and then like a couple weeks later, he'll send me a text like, "Dude, I just found out like what this is about." It's like I get it now. So
the
like,
gun joke,
yeah.
I texted him before because he does this gun joke about it, and like rap songs, and you know I'm so hip to the rap music.
Oh yeah,
Biggie Smalls out. Go ahead, play something. I know you're really. There's four people here. You're trying to be all sneaky. Like, I no.
Now you know how I feel. I'm trying to say something, and he just
he's alive.
Yes, but I do have something for
go ahead.
You.
Here we go. Play it.
This is what we like to call comedic timing, folks. Go ahead.
Are you hip to the rap music? Yeah, as you guys know, I'm hip to the rap music. Aren't you hip to the rap music? So
but he has this joke where he makes fun of the rappers that make like gun sounds, and I finally heard the song in which they did that, and I had to text him like, oh my god. That makes so much sense now. Because it's a funny joke, but I was like, I'm going to laugh because everybody else is laughing. I want to look cool. And then I heard the song. I'm like, holy shit. That's funny.
What is it?
Because I say, because like I do a joke about having anxiety and like panic disorder.
and then he relates it to being like
and then
fertile ground there for humor.
And then and then like I say a way that I cope with like anxiety is through music, and then I say I love rap music, and then I say I love rap music because there's so many different types of rappers out there. I'm like, you still have the gangster rapper, you still have the dude who spits like 30 things in like 1 second, and then you still have Drake.
He's his own genre.
Yeah, he could either pump you up or like make you sad. I don't know which. And then like my rap songs, it's just like I love when rappers make gun sounds that sound nothing like an actual gun, and like they would be so pumped up in the song, they would be like, my gun go poo 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 poo, my gun go 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 go, my gun go grrr grrr, my gun go cuckoo cuckoo, my gun go. Yeah, that's a squirt gun, motherfucker.
There's an actual rap song where a gun goes cuckoo, cuckoo. I swear to God, I gotta look it up. But there's a rap song, and he's like, I'm shooting out guns, coo, coo. I'm like, oh my God. I texted him right away.
What is it, a bird gun?
I don't know, but it's amazing.
Them rappers have that money to get whatever they want out there.
I would, yeah.
What is it, every time you shoot
that's
a gun,
like,
it's
I
want
to sound gangster, but I've never been in an actual fight where I've had to be a gangster. So that kind of sounds like a gun because it sounds like a video game gun, and I play video games. What's up, gangster? Yeah. This isn't Duck Hunt, bitch.
Yes. Duck Hunt would be awesome.
Which is why I'm against guns, because usually the people that are really, really want... My argument, and I'm going on off gun control. I know it's completely off topic.
So it's fine. This is what the point of the podcast is.
But if I say, hey... What do you think about guns? And you say, the government's going to take all my guns away from you? You should never have a gun after that statement. If you think the government's going to go, I guess, Tony, I'm knocking on your door. Give me your guns. If you think that's actually possible, never own a fucking gun. Because you're crazy as shit. Those are the exact people that should not have guns. But those are the people that want them. The people that really,
I'm voting
really want
for
guns.
You.
It's
the
true.
The next election.
It's
that
true.
Makes sense.
Vote
and
for
like they wear like camouflage baseball hats. You're not in a jungle.
They have a bunker somewhere on their property.
They can still see your face. You're 600 pounds. You're wearing a camouflage baseball hat.
This should
trust
just...
me. The deer sees you.
This should just be a segment in the podcast, History Lessons with Rick Moranis.
I do. This is my dive into political humor, but go ahead. Yeah, we still got like a whole bunch of stuff.
Professor Moriarty here.
Yeah.
It's all right. I'll let you teach
I would
the
take
segment.
That class.
Yes.
I would. I majored in history. I would take that class.
The problem is I wouldn't have any hot 18-year-olds. I'd have Mike. What, I'm not good enough looking, man?
Oh, you're hurting my feelings here.
It's been a slow month. Come here. Tell me what you want for Christmas.
Sorry, Mike.
Slow couple months. Who am I shitting? All right. Ant-Man. No, I'm kidding. No.
Yes, on to next topic.
Oh, my God.
Well, it's good to have you guys here on the show. Obviously, you guys just make us laugh.
Bottom line, Chris is hysterical.
Yes.
Thank you. I appreciate that, Rick.
You're welcome.
Promotion for the Academic Probation Tour.
There you go. Perfect. Yeah.
July 18th. Doors open at 7. What is it, like Manchester? It's not Manchester. What's it there? Manus. Manus Productions.
Yeah, Pray Manus. Shout out to our booking agent, Steve Sermansky. He's the
That's why he's here, because I called it Manchester, and he's like, no. Praying Manus. Huge difference. One's a city, one's an animal. I'm dumb.
He calls me the other day at work. He's like, how are these ticket sales going? I'm like, oh, pretty good. And he's like, yeah, you guys doing any more promotion? I was like, yeah, we're going to do some podcasts and we're trying to get some radio plays. Like, don't forget my name. I'm like, okay, yeah. So, Steve Szymanski, if you listen to this.
So for the 7 people that Google this show. Steve's your man.
There you go. Perfect.
Nah, he's a good dude, Steve.
Yeah, he's a really good dude. He's
awesome. Just in case he's listening.
No, he hooked us up with the Trocadero has the balcony, and then it has the main stage. The balcony is like a 250-seater, and he took a chance with us. He never did comedy before. He always just did bands and stuff like that. So, like, when, like, he talked to me, he was comfortable with, like, doing the comedy show. And he's like, if you have a successful show, he's like, we'll see what happens. So we had a show in April on a Sunday, on a fucking Sunday.
And it was the premiere of Game of Thrones.
Yeah, premiere of Game of Thrones.
Yeah, I still live in the basement.
Yeah, and we sold it out. We sold it out. We had a packed house.
That's crazy.
And then, yeah. And then he comes up to me after the show. He's like, I'm giving you guys main stage. And a couple months later, wow.
Told me the main stage, I'm like, main stage, all right, this is going to be awesome. We sold out the balcony. We're going to get like a Tuesday.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a Saturday night.
Andrew Dice Clay was on a Tuesday. We went to see him at the truck a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
And.
Wait. Andrew Dice Clay only got a Tuesday night, but you guys.
Well, I mean, because he probably had other stuff going on.
But a guy,
he's probably somewhere else Saturday. But we're not really anywhere Tuesday, but we got a lot of stuff Saturday.
Wow. Yeah, that's still impressive.
Yeah,
though.
Guy who sold out Madison Square Garden 3 nights in a row, one of the 7 comedians to ever do it. He got a Tuesday, and it's kind of crazy that just a bunch of Philly comedians who are just grinding out here got a Saturday. Like, it's nuts. It just doesn't happen.
No. That's a great story. That's a testament to you guys putting on a great show.
Yeah.
And we don't have to tell jokes about licking assholes. We don't have to. Yes. But you will.
Could.
Touché. Mike has been here long enough. Good work.
The envelope is open on that one. Oh, you can dive into it if
you're gonna you want. Lick the envelope. All right, guy. Keep going.
Oh, my God.
Sorry, Mom. Who, by the way, that is the only reason why I'm a little nervous. I found out my mom's coming to the show, and you've seen me. This is my mother. Yeah.
Are you gonna curb your act?
I just told her to sit in the back. First of all, by the time I get on, it starts at 7. By the time I get on, it's not going to be till 10, 10:30.
Yeah.
She's asleep by fucking 8:30. She says she's going. She's 60. Fucking going.
Good show, Richard. That was amazing.
Oh, the Good Wife song. I literally told her. I swear to God, I'm like, Mom, I'm going to show Trocadero. It's the biggest show of my life. You should come. What day is it? Saturday. Okay, cool. All right. 2 days later. 2 days later. Oh, what are you doing next Saturday? Are you kidding me? I'm like, what are you talking about? She goes, oh, good, because we're going to go see our cousins who you've never met, and I've only met one time. Why don't you come over? We'll see everybody. They're, like, really old, but it's fun. This is why I'm in therapy, because nobody listens to me in my house. And she's like, put the Good Wife's on. I don't give a shit.
Rick, I love the joke about the rapper gun jokes. That wasn't even me, Mom. That was
I know. Oh, yeah.
Oh,
go ahead. Foreshadowing, there's going to be more on my mother later.
Oh, all right, perfect.
I don't mean that way. That was disgusting. Ew. All right, change the topic. Change the topic.
All right. Well,
like, I made Rich nervous. I heard the crack in your voice. You're like, well,
yeah, we could go any direction after that.
No,
we do have a list of topics that we usually go over. Should we dive right in and start off with the first segment?
Yeah.
No, you're right over there, Rick. Strap yourself in.
Yeah. I think it's time to dive right on into the sports sampler.
See, that is a good segment. Sports, it's a very small part of life.
sports, 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 sports.
In your face! Ha ha! Yep. Sports in your face. Coming at you. Hope you guys are ready.
Yeah, because we have the epitome of excitement coming up with this next topic, Rich.
Yes, and thank you, Mike, for putting in the rundown that it's just golf thing happening.
Well, yeah, that's what's happening, right?
First of all, I thought the British Open had to do with tennis. I'm like,
yeah, so did I.
I don't know.
We're smart.
Listen, don't they have a British Open? It's both.
They
in
do.
Britain.
They do have opens. Yeah.
Yes, yeah. But they don't have a British Open because that's Wimbledon.
Sorry. Thanks for killing the joke, bitch.
All right, let's get to golf.
All right.
Yeah. What a
topic A. Who gives a shit about golf? Rory McIlroy, is he out? I don't know. Is he out? Oh, wait, then he hurt his knee? Like,
yeah.
Like doing
he
like
was playing,
skiing,
playing soccer.
Rich was very upset about that.
How unathletic do you have to be to hurt your – messing around playing soccer when you're a golfer?
Right. Like, and why are you playing soccer to begin with? This is the busy season for golf. I know.
It's when it's warm.
Boy, yes. I told you, Rick. Strap yourself
busy.
In. This is going to be.
Jesus Christ.
It's gonna be
this
ride.
Is why Amaro needs to get fired.
Yeah. Yes.
Because I'm on a show talking about a golf thing happening. And Rory McIlroy, or whatever the hell he is.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
The last thing I heard about golf was when Tiger Woods was banging everything.
That's amazing. That was, yes. He's out because apparently he does steroids. Oh. I'm just going to float that out there. I don't know if that's actually true.
Steroids or Viagra? I heard both.
That sounds like a dangerous combination.
Yeah. It's a different kind of roid rage.
The blood doesn't know where to go.
They kicked him off last tour because he just had a raging boner for 4 hours.
I think they call him Tiger Woods. Sorry. I wasn't my best.
I don't get that, though. If, like, you're a professional at one sport, you're good at that sport, don't try to do anything else.
Yeah.
Like,
and you're a professional golf. Like, no offense. My uncle's a really, really good golfer. He's fucking 57 and he's fat. And he smokes cigars every 15 minutes.
You don't have to be in shape for
golf. You
don't
got to be it helps.
Just have a snazzy outfit.
But that's
good.
What golf is like something athletes do when they were done being an athlete.
Yeah, Michael Jordan, didn't he do that?
Yeah.
And then he was taking bets in the clubhouse. With no one talks about Michael Jordan. He took bets to where his father almost got killed. Remember that?
Yeah.
Greatest one, I Believe I Can Fly. Well, guess what, Mike? Odds are you can't, and your dad can't either.
But you know he was in Space Jam, so that...
That completely makes up for your father almost getting killed.
Yes. That's an ultimate.
Listen, I did a movie with Bugs Bunny and Sean Bradley. All right, we'll let you off.
Yep. Ace in the hole.
Classic.
Spuds McKenzie was in that movie, too. And this Spuds McKenzie. Spuds McKenzie was a dog. Who is the little?
You're talking about the female bunny?
No.
I'm talking about the little
basketball player. Spud Webb.
Oh, Bugsy Malone.
Spud Webb.
Spud Webb?
Yeah.
Oh.
Bugsy Malone.
Sorry.
Wrong one. Watch a Boardwalk Empire.
Yeah, I'm watching too much Boardwalk
Empire.
Jesus
Christ. All right, option B.
Yeah, all right.
What the hell are we talking about?
I don't know.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, we're supposed to be talking about golf, but...
This is what happens when I'm on the show.
It's a roller coaster. We just go along for the ride.
He just hands me the outline. He's like, go ahead. I know none of this is going to happen, but go ahead. Your hopes, your dreams, and a show. Just start calling this podcast Amtrak.
I just don't know anything about golf.
Yes,
so.
Well, anyways, just I'll make it short and simple. The defending champion, Rory McIlroy, completely out because he injured himself playing soccer. Dumb move. The favorite is Jordan Spieth, who's won two of the last two majors and is looking to do an actual Grand Slam, which is
another white guy, right?
Yes.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, boy, yeah.
Take a chance. Even Tiger Woods got to be half Chinese to play this sport. I mean, you know, Asian, one of them. I want, like, Tyrone Wilkinson to play golf. I want that to happen.
Have you ever seen
That's going to be a story.
Have you ever seen Charles Barkley swing a golf club?
That's why I don't golf. He doesn't golf, damn it.
Well, anyway, so that's pretty much the only headline going into that. Keep an eye out.
That's a good one to keep.
You know what
have I learned? Never put golf in
with
the sports sampler.
I will not mention golf when Rick Mararkey is on the Chris Renewal podcast. Got it. That is on there.
That just went nowhere at all.
All right, cool. He's like, I worked on this.
God damn it. Well, all right. Well, we do have another.
Actually, that was all Rich, to be fair.
Yes, that was me. That was
I love it. You just let him take the blame. Good for you.
Throwing him under the bus.
Why do you think I wrote it as golf thing happened?
Yes.
People won't believe me. That's literally how it is in the outline.
Yes. Good job, Mike.
Oh, no. Yeah, it does.
All right. Well, we do have a second story. This might be of interest because this is just a ridiculous story coming from Giants camp. What the hell is going on with Jason Pierre-Paul? Seriously.
Well, he decided to have a little bit of fun during the 4th of July weekend, and he accidentally blew his hand off with some fireworks.
Woo! America.
He blew his finger off.
My God.
Well, he did have to have his right index finger amputated, but here's the thing. He has not yet signed the franchise tag with the Giants, and he cannot do so until he's medically cleared to resume on-field activities.
I'll be the one that says that. I guess he's going to have to use his left hand then.
Yeah.
Better start working that signature on the other hand, buddy.
Yep,
I'm saying it's going to be kind of hard to hold a pen.
But does this endanger his standing with the Giants at all, do you guys think?
Absolutely.
Yeah,
in all seriousness, like, one serious thing I will say, you're an end. You have to be able to grip the offensive lineman.
Yeah.
You can't, because they said his thumb is all messed up too. His thumb needs more surgery. Like, his thumb was shattered.
Yeah.
Wow. So now, you ever try and grip a 350-pound man with your three fingers?
Last
weekend I had tequila. It was weird, but.
Listen, it's called The Stranger and it happens. But whatever. We've all done it and it's fun. But there's never a 300, well, I won't say never, but there usually isn't a 350-pound man running at me when I do it. Usually. You have to pay more. The funny thing I was saying before is, I hope it's true, because on the Giants fan website, they had the foam, you know, the foam fingers, the number one fan.
Yeah,
fan?
It has the number one.
Well,
number
that
one.
Digit's missing. So it's a three, it's just basically all knuckles. And it says Jai, because it doesn't even say Giants.
You can't get the answer.
It's amazing. And I just, what happened if that would happen in Philly?
Oh my gosh.
It would have been the biggest news story in the world. And it would have been amazing. The guy's an idiot. $40 million.
Yeah.
Listen, tell your jerk-off kids, daddy can't do it. Take him to the park like everybody else and let other people do fireworks.
Yeah, there are professionals for this. For this very reason.
Really? How about the kid in the Disney World
character? With the head? He did the firework off his head.
Yeah, and he died.
Yeah. He killed himself.
Yeah, and then the mother wanted to sue.
He lit like a mortar off too, right?
He put it on his head.
He lit a firework on his head and he killed himself.
Listen, there might have been alcohol involved. But anyway.
I know, shocking.
No, he's not a kid. He's like fucking,
oh, you said
kid. 20.
Oh, okay.
I call everybody kid. I'm 35. He's 20. He's a kid.
I have lit a lot of things on fire, highly intoxicated, but I've never thought to put something on my head to light it on fire.
But this is the best part. His mother wants fire safety and fireworks safety instructions because she thinks that was the problem.
Oh, yeah, that must have been it.
It wasn't the inbreeding that led to this kid's existence.
He never took the proper class.
Wasn't the fact that her husband's also her second cousin's brother. That wasn't the fact. They live in Florida. I'm just taking a shot.
It
was the fact that the kid grew up to be the Beauty and the Beast guy. When at Disney, when it's 85,000 degrees, he's walking around as Garcon. Yeah. He's an ambitious dude. That dude got, oh my God, I can't believe that happened. Really? It's a fucking animated, he's a figment. Literally. It's a bomb, jerk off. Haven't you ever done a science class? Usually if you have to light it and go, don't put it on your head.
It's just a rule of thumb.
It's just a rule of thumb. And you know what that is? It's called thinning out the herd.
Yes.
I don't, if you have to put in, because this is the world we live in, is another history lesson. If you have to live in a world.
History lessons with Rick Morarchi.
If you have to live in a world where they have to put warning labels on mortar bombs, because it's a bomb, it's not a firework, it's a bomb.
At that
says,
point.
Says don't put it on your head. If you're that freaking stupid, do it. Guess what? I'll buy it. Do it. Because there's another guy that I don't have to sit in front of traffic. Well, it's just made my commute to work a minute faster. Thank
it's
you.
It's true. They do have ridiculous warning labels on things. Have you ever noticed on hair dryers it says, do not use while showering? Just trying to dry their hair while actively washing it.
Well, that means somebody did it.
Yeah, exactly. That means somebody did it and sued the hairdryer manufacturer.
And won. Probably. No, forget about it. They won. They won, so that label's on there.
Yeah. Yeah.
God damn it, I should have been a lawyer.
There's still time.
No, there's no time.
We got into the wrong business.
I gotta read. I thought the British Open had to do with tennis. You want me to be a lawyer? You're like, Murray McIlroy, he's out. I'm like, I thought that the Serena won. But she should be in men's doubles. Let me tell you something. She has a chromosome missing on that part.
There you go.
She's like LeBron on a dress. And they did a whole story about her on ESPN. They're like, it's wrong to say that she looks like a man. Well, because she looks like a man. Spelled like man. Yeah. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
No.
But her shoulders are wider than mine. She looks like a tight end. I'm never going to say that to her.
Do you think she could play for the Eagles?
She's bigger than Ertz.
Our team would,
yes,
our team would be a little better.
I think you're right on that one. Yeah.
We need offensive linemen. Yeah. So. Well,
there we go.
Offensive line women.
There you go.
It worked for Icebox.
Yeah. Yeah.
And if you don't get that reference, then I feel bad for you.
I guess we're all in agreement. Jason Pierre-Paul is just being an idiot.
Exactly.
Yeah, there's no reason to do that. If you're making that much money, like, live in a little bubble. Don't hurt yourself.
$40 million. Can you get one of your crew to hold it?
Yeah, exactly.
Listen, that should just be his job. You pay him $20,000 a year do stupid shit so you don't get in trouble.
Oh,
I would do it.
Oh, doing stupid shit guy. Is that his title? Yeah. I want one of those. That sounds awesome.
Wait, you
going
to tell me an athlete doesn't have a doing stupid shit guy? They should.
They should, yeah.
Do they fit that all on the name tag?
You could.
Coming up on the next episode of Ballers, the stupid shit guy. Has to prevent Jason Pierre-Paul from...
Everybody, they're like, this show is... Blah, blah, blah. It stars The Rock. How good did you want this thing to be? It's not like it's
were people
like,
expecting True Detective or Game
what
of
I'm
Thrones?
Saying. It's not like, oh yeah, good. Matthew McConaughey. This dude, come on, he's a serious actor now.
Dwayne was fantastic when he was
in the Tooth Fairy. That's what I thought.
Oh boy,
I love that movie.
That was one of The Rock's just, you know,
in the game plan.
You get Hulk Hogan in the 2-2 years back with Mr. Nanny, and then Next Generation, you get The Rock in a 2-2. I just don't get it. It's like every other year.
That's amazing. So who's next?
Yeah,
Rich, who's next?
I guess it would be like John Cena. Yeah. He's like the current...
But he's like all military, isn't he? Yeah. Like that's his
thing. Well, I mean...
He bangs Amy Schumer in her movie Trainwreck coming out.
Oh, oh that's right. Wow. Yeah.
Yeah. There you go.
All right. Yeah. What a great way to end.
You heard it as everyone took a moment to like, let me think of that.
Yeah.
That's what we call comedic timing.
There you go.
Perfect.
Acting.
Well, maybe you guys are thinking about that a little too much. So you might need a little bit of a break to get over that. How
I would
about
bang
that?
Amy Schumer.
Oh, hell yeah.
What is this?
We have a break. We got a break coming up.
I feel like I'm at the Academy Awards.
Get off the microphone,
hey,
moron.
Hey, Al Pacino, it's enough. You had another two cocktails. Listen! I'm a fan of Amy Schumer.
Yeah. You know what?
You're fading me out with Coldplay. I'm going to punch you in the face when this is over.
What's wrong with Coldplay? All right, answer me that question when we come back.
All right.
We'll take a little bit of a break.
Best
don't go anywhere.
Outro ever.
Yes. Clearly, we've got just a load of stuff to go over in the entertainment entree and the non-board to cookie odd news. Don't go anywhere. More of the Crispy Noodle Podcast still to come.
Crispy Noodle Podcast. Did you hear this?
For this one, we're going to follow the story of Joshua Massarelli. Well, unfortunately, over the weekend, he became a secret stupid hero. The 23-year-old was arrested over the weekend for, quote, being intoxicated and endangering the safety of others. Massarelli was wearing a red tank top with no pants during a midnight ramble on Saturday night. As he walked through the streets of Florida, Massarelli allegedly would stop in the middle of various intersections, pose like Superman, and proudly urinate out on the streets. It's Piss Man!
Oh, man.
I just see that hand, you know, fists on his hips, chest puffed out, pecker in the wind, pissing all over the place.
I love
it. Truth, justice, and the American way. I shall pee on this intersection.
I love how the police report notes that he proudly urinated.
Proudly, yeah.
I've never heard that term being used to describe going number one.
How do you proudly urinate?
You, behold!
Behold! Mighty serpent!
I make urine!
Make urine!
That's
congratulations! You have achieved a basic human function.
That's Piss Man's motto. I produce urine!
I produce urine.
Behold!
The urine of justice!
Well, Massiarelli was arrested for disorderly intoxication and booked in the jail. He was released after posting a $100 bond. So, wow. Behold, the legend of Piss Man.
Piss Man. So glorious.
Proudly urinating where no man has gone before.
Where no man has urinated before.
That's right. Behold, the Piss Man. I produce urine! I just want that to be the tagline.
Check out thecrispynoodle.com.
Oh, yeah. We are back here on the Crispy Noodle Podcast. Hopefully, I've recovered. I don't know about you guys. I was almost about to fall out of my chair laughing at the end of that last segment.
Oh, man.
Sorry.
Well, no, that's what you guys do. You know, you guys are awesome at what you guys do, being comedians. You guys have a big show coming up, Academic Probation Tour at the Trocadero. Oh, my gosh. I can't wait for
July
it this
18th.
Weekend.
Saturday.
Yep. Saturday. Yep.
This Saturday.
Yep. Saturday. I was about to say Sunday, and I'm like, Saturday.
That was the last show.
But, yeah, it's going to be a big show. I'll be there. I want to see this. I want to see this happen.
Thank you. You're the one.
Well, I'll be there. That's what matters.
Nah.
I don't know.
Thank you for coming out to the last shows, too. They were awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That was a good show. The one we went to
the Boxcar Brewery.
Yeah.
Pouring rain.
Yeah. That was rainy day.
It's a little scary.
That was the old note, right?
Yeah, it was the old note.
Yeah.
That was
a cool venue. I don't know why they.
We were
a cool
vote. We were doing
too many games. Yeah.
Yeah. So we.
I remember because Rich parked like two blocks away and made me walk in the rain. And we get out of the car and he pulls out a check and I'm like,
yeah, we're not walkers.
Damn.
I hear you, dude. We're not walkers. I don't walk. Like if it's a zombie apocalypse comes, fuck it, I'm dead. I just give it up. If it's Walking Dead, I would be dead during the credits.
Yep. Just eat me right now.
Yeah, eat me. Fuck it. Just make it be a hot zombie so I feel good. Sorry.
Well, you know,
she's got no boobs.
Well, you know, we have Walking Dead. That's like an entertainment show. Yes.
Segment. Segway 101.
Yes. Isn't that great? I told you I can do this.
Yeah, it's very appropriate for our next segment, the entertainment entree.
And now, the latest in movies.
The Simpson guy writes to movies. Dear Die Hard, you rock, especially when that guy was on the roof.
Music.
I know what that is. That's music.
Video games.
I'm Commander Shepard, and this is my favorite store on the Citadel.
Celebrities.
You really know Warren Beatty?
Yes, I do. I took a leak next to him once at the Golden Globes.
And more.
We're the all-singing, all-dancing crap of the world.
This is the Entertainment Entree.
My question is, because I grew up in Albuquerque, what
was there any cool places, anything that you liked being there? Like, how was it? Because it's my hometown. So I want to know, how'd you like it? Well, did you have fun there?
Yeah, I'd go and visit your mother once in a while.
Yeah, Brian Cranston owning some guy that's horrible with asking questions.
He just yo mama the fan.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And you should see the video. It's like this like 15, 16-year-old kid with braces. He's like all nervous asking the question, and Brian Cranston just destroys him.
That is amazing. More celebrities should do that later. To people.
To that question. He's like Breaking Bad made fun of me. Oh, there's Nancy. You're kidding. This is the highlight of that kid's life.
Oh, my God.
He's going to be the new smart team guy. What do they call it? Geek Squad guy.
Geek Squad, yeah.
Geek Squad guy.
Over at Best Buy.
Smart team. Smart team. That's Radio Shack version. Yeah. We're here at Best Buy. We're the Geek Squad. They got smart team.
Smart team?
Am I the only one that wanted to rip my shirt off when NWO theme song came on, like Hulk Hogan? Because I was
amazing.
Getting pumped up.
Yeah,
I almost was about to be shirtless.
Is that
in,
little, like,
two seconds.
Did toot, toot, toot. Is that from the Simpsons movie?
The, which one? The,
the actual flute playing of.
Yeah, it was from, yeah, it's,
the
yeah,
Simpsons.
Right.
Yeah, I thought so.
I'm glad you recognize the NWO theme.
I am sadly 24 and still watch wrestling every Monday and Thursday.
I used to watch it all the time, yeah. And it's just not good anymore, from my thing.
Yeah, because we grew up in the Attitude Era. It was awesome back then.
No, see, now it's all PG and G.
Yeah.
It's not the same.
Stone Cold would come in the middle and give you the middle finger and drive a beer truck. Yeah. You can't do that. Like, I was 15. That was the coolest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Driving a beer truck.
And driving
spray,
a beer truck.
Spray McMahon and with beer.
Yeah. Spraying a beer and then giving the middle finger to your boss.
The greatest thing ever, I never noticed it until I was older. When I was younger, they changed the weight of the stairs for the wrestler.
Yeah, so they could pick them up.
If, like, Undertaker picked it up, they're like, the 300-pound steel chairs.
Yeah.
And then if, like, Shawn Michaels did, they're like, 100-pound chairs.
Basically called Shawn Michaels a pussy.
The hell?
Very convenient that they have alternate, you know, weights.
Wait, they have different weights in each step, so whatever.
It's amazing.
It's so weird. Yeah, now it's gee, it's kind of corny,
it's,
but
yeah,
I'm a loser, just, so whatever.
That's fine.
Well, thank God for those different steps.
I used to watch, what was the one at Vikings Hall?
ECW?
ECW.
Yeah.
I used to go ECW
yeah.
all the time.
That was rough.
I mean, come on. We set people on fire. You can't say shit. Like,
yeah.
Literally can't say the word shit.
Right.
Oh, my God.
Everything's all PC and PG and stuff. Whatever.
Anyway, back to entertainment. I'm sorry.
Well,
I got
you know
off
what?
Here.
Real quick. Before
no, it's fine.
Before we get...
I'm glad that you derailed the show this time. Usually
yeah,
it's my
there
fault.
You go. Score one for Chris.
Good job, Chris. He's like, well, I'm not getting up shit on this one.
How about wrestling? Real quick, what was your favorite wrestler?
I was always obviously a Stone Cold fan, but I loved Val Venus just because he was like the porn star superstar
wow.
and he got all the chicks. So I was like, I want to be that guy.
Val Venus.
He came out with like the town, he did the sexy dance, and then he would always take a random like slut from the crowd and bring him in the ring after he wins and he would just make out with them. I wanted that. I tried
That's
to do
why
that
you
at
be
a comedy
a
show and it didn't work.
It didn't work. He's the guy who just come in to town and stuff, right? I do remember that.
Yeah, he was the man.
See, I'm the oldest one. I'm definitely the oldest one here.
Do you have a favorite wrestler?
Yeah, I was. Dude, I can't. I'm 35. I
Bruno San Martino.
Go fuck yourself.
Someone in the 1940s. No.
Whatever. Coco, beware. No, it's Hogan, dude. I mean, come on. Yeah. It's gotta be Hulk Hogan. Okay. When you're 35, you watch wrestling. It was Hogan and the Ultimate
Warrior.
Was in
Rocky.
Hogan? Right. Thunderlips.
Oh, yeah, Thunderlips, yeah.
Come to the show. I got a whole bit about on that, too. How bad is it when Hulk Hogan and Mr. T need to sell your movie? That's you should just give it up.
Yeah,
and then he's with the Creed is coming out now.
Yeah,
I'm not going to box this. Time.
I actually
want to
watch that because that makes more sense.
Yeah,
Creed looks amazing, but Hogan and the Ultimate Warrior.
Oh, that's a good combo.
There was so
that's
much cocaine thrown through that man. But you were 8 years old and you had no idea. You're like, he's just really excited.
Right. He said that.
Why is his nose bleeding, Dad? He's fine.
Yeah, he said the spirit of the animal is in my veins. No, it's cocaine.
That is pure
cocaine. It was the spirit. It was the spirit animal.
Oh my God.
Named De Jesus.
Oh, my
there
God.
There you go.
Oh, that was amazing. I remember Ricky the Dragon Steamboat.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Jim the Animal Nightheart. Who was George the Animal Steel used to eat the turnbuckles?
Yes.
He was a college professor.
Wow.
I swear to God, Google that.
Yeah.
He was a college professor.
And
that dude.
He became famous for wrestling.
Bam Bam Bigelow.
Yeah.
That's when wrestling was fun and cool. Yeah. Now you got a guy that goes, yes. Yes. Like, that's it? I mean, come on.
He's done, actually.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, he's done now?
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, he
every
had a
single
bad
hurt
injury.
His neck?
Yeah. Every single time he wins a championship, he just ends up breaking his neck the next
week. Because
he's
too small.
He has to give it
like,
up.
Even when they're little guys back in the day, they were fast and they were like, you have
and they didn't have drug testing, so they never got hurt.
They're all steroided out.
Yeah.
But it's just, I don't know. I mean, I liked the Million Dollar Dream, Ted DiBiase. Like, they were just cool.
He had the best evil laugh. Yeah.
And the greatest, if not Hogan, my number two man is, you had to see the interview that he did. It's so, speaking of cocaine. Oh, yeah. Macho Man Randy Savage, couldn't you? That dude
good.
Sounded like he was going to shit out his eyeball. Like, it's amazing. Like, oh my God. Years later came out that he used to beat his wife and like drive around in a drunken rage. Really? That guy? No. He looked like he would be in like the first of Sunday school. But dude, the Twin Towers was Hulk Hogan and Macho Man.
Yeah.
That's just cool. They had cartoons that were related to wrestlers. Now you got John Cena.
Right.
Who's a rapper who might have been in the military, but he's a white guy. I don't understand it, but whatever.
Right. What wasn't Macho Man in Spider-Man? Wasn't he the wrestler?
Yeah.
He was,
I guess. I'm the odd one out. I never really followed wrestling.
Rowdy Roddy Piper.
Yeah.
Because remember that movie when it was him and Zeus and Hogan?
Oh,
what was that?
God.
Was it No Holds Barred?
Yeah.
Holy God.
There you go.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, the only experience I have with wrestling was like a PlayStation 1 game. I played as Sting the entire time because he was like this cool guy with this like weird face paint. He looked evil. I don't know. That's the only thing I remember about wrestling.
See, that's back in wrestling. He said the NWO thing. There's two different schools.
Yeah.
There's WWE and then there was WCW.
WCW.
Yeah, it was like you were either Looney Tunes or you were Disney.
Yeah.
You weren't both.
Yeah.
Because it was like, Disney was like, oh my God, it was nice and wholesome. And the Looney Tunes were like, yeah, baby. And I was WWF. Before it was WWE. And who gives a shit about pandas? Like, we have to change our wrestling because pandas. Why? But anyway.
So weird.
Yeah, that stupid World Wildlife Fun or something. Right.
World Wildlife Foundation?
Federation.
I don't know.
It's
just wrestling bears.
Yeah, there you go.
That's why there's no pandas.
Junkyard Dog.
Oh, yeah, he had the chain.
Yeah, come on, dude.
Yeah.
Hacksaw Jim Duggan.
Yeah.
I'm really surprised that none of you, neither of you guys chose Ric Flair, because he was
Woo!
My favorite. Woo! Yeah.
Funny story about Ric Flair. I swear to God, I was 13, 14 years old, and we were in Florida. We're on vacation. We were staying in a hotel, and they had like the Continental breakfast floor where you go in. So I was bothering the shit out of my parents, as I normally do. So my dad was like, all right, I'm going to take them down. We're going to get like donuts and stuff like that down there. Because that's exactly what you do with an annoying kid in the morning. You give him donuts and coffee.
Yeah,
exactly.
That's parenting.
Yeah, that is.
But anyway.
Priorities.
I see this little kid running around. So there's another little kid running around. So I'm going to go run around with him. So I turn around. My dad's talking to this white-haired gentleman. Bleach blonde. Big dude. My dad just had no idea who it was. He's like, these kids are fucking killing. Typical dad's just, these kids fucking killing me. Blah, blah, blah. He's like, yeah, my kid's running around all the time. He goes, all right, see you later, buddy. I turn around. My dad's talking to Ric Flair.
No shit.
I'm like, Dad, that's Ric Flair. He goes, who the fuck is Ric Flair?
Oh, my God.
I'm like, are you
God.
Serious?
Yeah.
The Rolex wearing, diamond ring wearing, jet flying. Kiss
stealing,
son of a gun. Woo! Yes. Woo!
Yeah.
Alligator skin suit wearing.
There you
go. Fast talking, fleet walking, jet flying, son of, woo!
With them gators on my feet. His daughter, Charlotte, just made her first debut in the WWE last night, and she is smoking hot.
Yes, she Speaking is. Of smoking hot daughters, Mick Foley's daughter.
Yes, is.
Oh,
he
yeah.
might be the ugliest human being alive, but you have to Google.
Yes, I
Mick
his
Foley's.
Daughter.
Oh, my
I know exactly
God.
What you're talking about.
Thank
yeah.
God she looks like the mother.
Oh, yeah.
Good job for you.
Instantly, Mike went to Google. There you
the
go.
The dude with no
she
teeth.
She is hot.
Yes, she is.
Guy with no teeth and no ear.
That's
made,
good.
Made
Listen,
a goddess.
You used to set yourself on fire. You got thrown from buildings.
Yeah.
You got hit in the head with 2x4s. Guess what?
He fell off
Jesus
the...
doesn't like you. You're going to have a hot daughter now, too.
he fell...
you can't move to hurt the guy.
He fell off the Hell in a Cell.
That was amazing. And that supposedly wasn't supposed to happen.
No, yeah. That yeah. was...
Yeah, he just,
everybody
yeah,
she... needs to go Google Mick Foley's daughter.
Yes.
Yeah.
So right Please
now,
do yourself a
she
favor.
She has
Mike's
very
not even
good...
a wrestling fan. He had to.
Remember found, Mr. Sacco? We found another use
yes,
for him.
Yes, exactly.
All right. Okay.
Oh
Entertainment news.
Entertainment. Here we go.
Yes.
Pal, I'm going to take your girlfriend home and make you say Mickey Mouse. I'm not kidding you.
That's my favorite Ric Flair clip.
Woo!
To officially end our random wrestling topic.
This is going to be a 17-hour show.
Oh, yeah. God.
We're on topic B.
Yeah, we're going to go to like 5 in the morning. I hope you guys are prepared. No, but coming up next is a weekly segment that we do where Mike goes over what you should watch for TVs and movies and other forms of entertainment. Mike, what do you got for this week in entertainment?
The answer is yes, you son of a bitch.
All right, Mike, what do you got?
Well, first up on the big screen, a new Marvel movie is coming out this week, Ant-Man. It's the official end of Phase 2 for the Marvel Cinematic Universe, starring Paul Rudd. Currently has a 66 on Metacritic. Rick, apparently you've seen an early screening of this.
Yeah, I saw the previews last night.
Yeah?
What
do you think of it?
That they used all their good stuff up in Phase 1.
They're digging deep with Ant-Man.
Yeah. Listen, it was a cool movie. It had an hour backstory.
Oh, that's wrong.
You don't need an hour back. It would have been awesome if he was included in like another movie.
Yeah, like hinted at earlier.
Yeah, like if he was just in like the new Avengers and his whole backstory and how he became Ant-Man was in that movie, it would have been so much better.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Because it just took a long time to get good.
I don't think it's going to get like famous though. Like Superman, the one that's coming out in 2016, nobody would fucking see it if Batman wasn't in it because nobody likes Superman nowadays.
I went on my rant on Superman and I'll go on my rant again. I can't stand the Lois Lane.
Yeah, it's like you're being a dead fish.
She Googled him. That's how she found out who Superman was. She Googled him.
Wait, really? That's in
I
the
swear
movie?
To God. That's yeah, she looks him up on a computer.
Yeah.
That's how she found him. So apparently, you can use Google Maps to find Superman.
See, taking off the glasses doesn't make you a completely different person?
Well, they said they wanted to make her, I read where they wanted, the director wanted to make her look not as stupid. Because Lois, I do a whole bit on Lois Lane and how she would be the greatest girlfriend in the world because you can definitely convince her to do anal. She doesn't know who you are when you take off your glasses. Listen, that's true. Listen. Sorry. Mind you, my mother's coming to the show.
Oh, my God.
But, yeah. Listen. But. Damn.
Yes. Yes.
They wanted to make her not as ditzy, which I get it, because I used to watch like all of them. I used to love Superman. I used to watch like Lois and Clark with Dean Cain and, what the hell was
that? Oh,
that
was on like TNT.
Yeah, she was awesome. Yeah. I forget her name right now. She was on Desperate Housewives. Terry Hatcher.
Yeah.
And she was awesome as Lois Lane, but she was a dipshit. Which is what Lois Lane, listen, my whole thing with comic book movies is, it's a comic book.
Right.
I read them a lot. They're pictures, and there's words, and they're in blocks, which is called storyboards. It's a movie. You just make those things on a page move. Stop changing shit. It's already written.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. They have a lot of source material. They're just intent with changing it up and making weird things.
The last Superman where he killed Zod, and everybody's like, oh my God, Superman. That's basically Superman. What separates him from everyone else is he doesn't kill anyone.
Right.
Because he's supposed to be greater. I didn't have a problem with that. I had more of a problem with the fact that she Googled him to find out.
That was the truth.
Let's and make her like, let's dissy. We're going to Google
then,
him.
But like, then, the at the end that of the movie, he starts working as Clark Kent, because at the end of the movie, he's not really Clark Kent. Clark Kent becomes the alter ego, I guess.
Yeah.
And Superman is Superman the whole movie. And she knows he's Superman the whole movie. Then how do you not know he's not Clark Kent? You're supposed to think, oh, I know this guy Clark Kent. He may be Superman. You can't say, I know Superman. He may be Clark Kent. That's stupid. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The only thing that could have made that worse is if, like, she found him on Facebook. Or
Oh, look, he accepted my friend request.
eHarmony.com. Clark.
But who's this jerk-off that keeps IMing me with glasses?
Okay, like, Cupid.
I get it. The fact that he puts glasses on and she doesn't know who he is, it's stupid. But that's the whole point of the show. That's like saying, I'm Batman, but I don't know, I come out through the daytime. Oh, by the way, they do that in this movie. Thank you for fucking my childhood.
Sorry.
Hear that, movie studios? Stop messing with his childhood. Please.
Oh, and the other thing was, did you see the Suicide Squad trailer?
I have not yet, no.
I wanted to... stop it. Stop! Jared Leto has grill. He's got a grill and face tattoos.
Yeah, and his whole body's inked up. He has a sleeve on his arm of haha.
I thought that was an artist rendition. Listen, he's supposed to come out of Arkham. We have girlfriends. I haven't seen a woman naked. So, just want to throw that out there. I know a lot about this, but I have seen women naked. I talked the whole thing out. We're not even done.
It's part of the entertainment news.
He's like, before the break, like, let the music play. I want to play it for my whole thing. He's not even on point B yet. But anyway. Yeah.
Talking about Marvel.
I didn't like it.
Nah.
I didn't like him as Joker. I just don't. The face tattoos and the girls are getting on my nerves.
Like, he's a great actor, but the way that he's portrayed in this...
I know.
Like,
I gotta see the movie
like,
first.
He does music, too, so it's like, I think he put way too much rock and roll and less Joker into the character.
But that's a good point.
I can see Margot Robbie in that face paint, those pigtails, and her outfits any day.
Yes, Daddy.
Any day.
She was the reason why I loved Wolf of Wall Street. Jesus.
Oh, yeah. She was in that, yeah. Ooh.
And the fact she's like still like 20.
Wow.
Yeah, she is young.
Yeah, she's like 23
she's,
or something
she's
like that.
22, 23.
Good for
yeah.
you. Jared Leto's banging out like a screen door in a windstorm.
Oh my God.
Nice.
That's exactly how he wants it.
Good for you, Jared.
Speaking of big storms though, we have one coming to television, Sharknado 3.
Yes.
Oh hell no. That is actually the subtitle, people.
Listen,
oh
my God. I'm a little upset with you.
Why?
Because what did you say in the beginning? You're like, I added Sharknado 3 because I thought that would be a type of movie you would like. And you're right. But you're right. Listen, why not?
It's become a cult phenomenon, though. So, you know,
they had B-movies before ever. Yeah. It's just the sci-fi channels capitalizing on them because people like to smoke a lot of weed.
Yeah.
It's basically what it is. I want to smoke weed and sit in on a Tuesday, and what do we want to watch?
Tornado made of sharks.
Exactly. Yeah. I think sharks are just like Superman, like just stop. Like Jaws was phenomenal. You're never going to do another Jaws.
But what made Jaws so good was the fact that when they did Jaws, the Jaws wasn't done yet.
Yeah.
Like he wasn't, I watched the whole thing because it was one of my favorite movies too. Steven Spielberg wasn't done with the animated shark yet.
Right.
So that's why like 70% of the movie, 80% of the movie, you didn't see it.
Yeah,
because it wasn't perfect.
Which made it scarier.
Yeah, if they had shown the shark, it would have been
stupid. Because they showed the shark at the end, you're like, "That's what the heck I was scared of."
It's like the Sandlot with the beast. You think it's like this huge thing, and then at the end of the movie, it's just like a harmless Saint Bernard.
Yeah. It's like a normal sized dog. Yeah. I was picturing like a monster.
It's a Shih Tzu. It's a Chihuahua. Would have been a completely different movie. Jose.
Let's wrap things up in This Week in Entertainment. We have a video game coming out, God of War 3 Remastered. It's got upgraded graphics from the PlayStation 3 version, 1080p, 60 frames per second. It's got a photo mode and all the downloadable content from the PlayStation 3 release. So go check that out, releasing this week on PlayStation 4. But there's one more thing. Your guys' big event at the Troc in Philly. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that, the Academic Probation Tour.
Well, basically, we started this tour back in February, and our first show was at Westchester in front of, like, maybe 25 people that came out to the show, and now a couple months later, we're at a 1,200-seater theater.
Wow.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Just thinking about it, like, it just gives me goosebumps. Like, we were at the Dice show a couple weeks ago, and we were just sitting in the crowd, and we're just thinking, dude, in a next month we're going to be on that same exact stage. Like, it's just so surreal, man. Like, I always wanted to do a local tour. What I started this because everyone's like, oh, you gotta do open mics to get into the comedy business, open mics every single night. I did open mics. You don't have to do open mics every single night.
This is another reason why I'm on board with Chris.
Yeah.
Open mics are great, but then what it turns into be, and I don't want to sound like the old man here, but it could get clicky.
Yeah.
And you can correct me if I'm wrong.
No.
But then you wind up doing, which I've done, everybody does the same show. And it's just a rotating thing of comics. And everybody's all in the same show. And the only way you grow is to do stuff with other people and to do others' places.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My only pet peeve with open mics, especially in Philly, is, yes, there's a lot of open mics in Philly, but everybody in that crowd is a comedian.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't get a good spot in the lineup, you're going to be performing in front of maybe two people. So for me, open mics is just like a place where people can steal your jokes, which I don't like. If you're starting out in comedy, if you never hit a stage before, hit open mics.
Or if you haven't done comedy in a little while.
Yeah, or
it literally is batting cages for comedians.
Yeah, or if like you have this new bit.
Yeah,
and that's when like you should hit a mic. But I mean, I'm 24, but I've been doing this for 8 years. I've been doing this since I was 16 years
old. That's crazy. You've been doing it longer than I have.
And it's like, my dad always said the best advice. He's like, if you don't have work, make your own work. And I was sick of the open mic scene. It wasn't getting me anywhere. So, you know, I started this tour, and it was just a conversation with me and my one friend, Bob Kaplan, who's on tour with this. We were in a pizza shop, and we're just like, we want to do a tour. And then it went from that to actually getting shows. And this weekend, we're at the Trocadero main stage, which is ridiculous. Because in Philly, you only have, like, Helium Comedy Club.
Yeah, I think we wanted to do, like, a tour of colleges.
Yeah, we wanted to do a tour of colleges.
And they were like, okay, 10th and Arch.
Yeah.
I saw, like, who did I see there? I saw like Limp Bizkit there.
Yeah,
Limp Bizkit. Yeah. Oh yeah.
And I'm saying, and then, I'm playing on the same stage as Fred Durst. I made it, Mom.
but it's also a big show for me and Rick over here because we're recording our first live comedy albums that are going to be recorded. So they're going to mic up the audience when we're up there.
Oh, yeah.
And we're going to have our first official iTunes release,
which is kind of crazy because I've been doing it for 6 years. Yeah. You've been doing it for 8.
Yeah,
and we've never.
Yeah.
Recording an
album. This is 8 years in the making for me. So I'm going to be doing a lot of my old stuff that I love. And I've also busted my ass with new stuff that I'm doing. And I'm just so super stoked for this.
And we're selling the album at shows and probably on iTunes.
Yeah, we're going to have, it's going to be on iTunes, and then we're going to get hard copies made so we can sell them and stuff like that. We have a bunch of new merch for the tour. We got some tour shirts coming. I got shirts for my comedy album.
I told you he was the businessman.
And we got some posters and stuff that we're going to sign so people can get.
I have business cards that I never bring.
Have a little something.
They're in my car.
Yes.
So how soon after the show will it be up on iTunes? Do you know?
It all depends on when the professional who's recording our sets brings it back to his studio, mixes it, and makes sure everything is perfect.
I'd say in a couple weeks.
Yeah,
probably.
And then he sends it to us to make sure we're happy with
hopefully by the beginning of next month. Yeah. Hopefully by the beginning of August.
Yeah. But
what I'm shooting for, at least.
Yeah, it's a huge, huge show for us, though. Like, we're just a bunch of hungry young comedians from Philly who are sick of the open mic, who haven't got the stage time that we deserve. And this is why I wanted to start this tour. It's fun. Like, the shows that we do, we usually don't have set times because I don't want anybody to feel rushed. So I want them to go up on stage, do their set, feel comfortable. And then after everybody's on, we help each other. We're like, yo, this hit. Yo, this was really good. You could add this to that joke. Mm-hmm. Like, we're like a family, like, doing this together. And, like, we're trying to build this brand, and we've been doing good so far. And our main goal is to get this bad boy on the road one of these days. So,
and what's the name of your album?
The name of my album is
After all that, yeah. The title.
I know.
Oh yeah.
The name of my album is going to be Birth of a Professional Moron.
Whoa.
That's nice.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Nice.
Yeah.
And Rick, what's yours?
I forget. Oh, yeah. I'm just saying, funny is funny. Because apparently I say I'm just saying a lot, and I don't realize it. And I always came up with the term funny is funny is basically because our comedy, we talk about everything. I mean, if you listen to podcasts this far, you realize nothing is off. I was always taught nothing is off limits, but make it funny.
Yeah.
Because you can't be just, don't be a jerk to be a jerk. But if you make the stuff that you're not supposed to laugh at funny, that's what comedy is.
Well, that's part of comedy, right? It's taking taboo subjects and giving and you a way to talk about it. Yeah.
And it shows the ridiculousness of life.
Yeah.
And listen, bottom line, if it's funny, it's funny. And that's why I came out with funny is funny.
And the thing about this tour is we have a group. It's six people. But with this show, we have 10 comedians. But everybody has a different style. So, like, you're not going to be bored at the show. Like,
Ramis plays guitar. Yeah, plays musical songs.
Our buddy Tim Ramis.
Funny.
Yeah, he does comedy show. Like, he does, like, comedy songs, and, like, he always kills it. And it's, like, everybody is so different. So when they go on stage, you just have a variety of different comedy
Bob
acts.
And Jim came from, like a theater, like a sketch background.
Yeah. Yeah.
Alex is like a virgin, literally a virgin comic.
Yeah, he's literally.
Which I don't believe him
either. 26. He's a
26-year-old dude with abs. He's nowhere near a virgin. he does, even by accident, he had to get some.
Yeah, you know, you just slip and fall.
Probably doesn't know it.
He does 3 a.m. workouts every single
Alex
day.
Alex is as big as my right leg.
Yeah.
Like he's doing like CrossFit and he like, does stuff with, I can't move.
Yeah.
But
he's hilarious. So like his sets are just all like based on like him being a virgin and it's just so funny. Like, everybody is just so different, and it just makes for such a great show. So you don't have every comedian going out there and, like, talking about, like, balls and, like, having sex with girls and just dumb
stuff. Not everyone.
Yeah.
There are a few. That's
there
just
are
my
a
set.
Few that do. But, I mean, I love this group of guys that we got, man. And
we have a great host, Jared.
Yeah, Jared Ellman. He's a really great guy.
I met him a couple times. He's done a couple shows with me as, like, starting off as a comic. And it was, like, his first show. And he's like, how do you think I did? I'm like, you were amazing.
Yeah.
He goes, really, it was my first time on stage. I'm like, no.
Yeah.
No. There's no way that's – like, he's just naturally funny.
Yeah.
Some people have that gift. The hardest thing to do, you're either funny or you're not funny. Like, yeah. I went to Helium.
That's
and
how
I
we
did
met.
The school. And the school is really – and what they do is they help you on stage. And it helps you with your on stage stuff, which is awesome. But you're either funny or you're not. You're not funny. Mm-hmm. They can't teach you how to be funny.
Yeah.
He has a natural ability of stage presence and working the crowd and being funny. They all do. Everybody on this whole tour does.
Yeah.
Everyone on this place is funny.
Yeah.
And that's why it's there are 10 comics on this show. But you're going to laugh the entire time.
Yeah.
I guarantee you will.
Yeah. And that's how me and Rick met, man. We met at Helium. We were both doing Philly's Funniest. He goes on, he killed his set. Like we're.
I think that was the time I went first.
Yeah, he went first.
Wow. I'm like the best set of my life,
I'll
and
never,
you go first.
Yeah,
if you know anything about comedy, there's only one spot you don't want to go.
It's
first in a competition.
It was so funny. He walks. I remember being in the green room, and right when he walks up, he's like, "They're not gonna fucking remember me." And then he just like, he walks.
They're not. There's 27 other people behind me.
So like after that, I went on stage, and he liked my set, and then afterwards we were just talking, and then he's like, "Yo, find me on Facebook and link up and keep in touch." And when I wanted to start this, Rick was the first dude that popped into my head. I was like, he needs to be on this. And
it's just been
a crazy ride so far, man. It's just going to keep getting
and again our humor gets we get along as comedians. And listen, I've been in this game a lot. The hustle part of it is it's the hard part. And everybody wants to be funny, but nobody wants to put in the work.
Yeah, exactly.
Kevin Hart says that before every special, his chant is hard work.
Yeah.
Because it's hard work. It's a lot of fun, and it's not hard work where it's actual manual labor, because I won't do that.
Right.
Like I used to unload trucks for UPS. That's hard work. But this is – it's still work, and you still have to work at it. And it's not instant.
Yeah.
And you have to be willing to put in the work, but it's not work. It's
like
jokes.
If you love what you do, man, you'll never work a day in your life. And all this is just fun. Like doing this podcast with you guys, like selling these tickets, like getting shirts ready. Like it's all just going to do stuff that's going to pay off in the long run. It's just building a brand, and that's exactly what we're doing. And we, when it gets to the point where it becomes successful, because I know it's going to, like, we earned it.
Cause I told you he's the businessman. He's the stuff like building the brand. Okay,
building the brand.
I'm like, Elden Brand? That's
what he's we've been busting our ass, man.
Well, speaking of building the brand, you were telling us an interesting story about the name of the tour, Academic Probation Tour.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about that.
He's smarter.
I came up with the tour because I was on academic probation in college.
Tell me what college went to.
In community college.
listen, I'm not saying it's stupid, but community college.
Yeah, that's
academic probation. Basically, you just didn't show up. Because I've talked to you. You can, like, read.
Yeah.
You know what words are. You don't think it's asexual.
Yeah.
But.
And it's so funny, though, because, like, I did get a degree from Delaware County. I just had a rough semester. but it's funny. I had an article that came out in the Daily Times on Friday, and they did a bit. They did a story on me and, like, the show and stuff like that. And I've had people, like, administrators and directors and stuff from the community college reach out to me, and, like, they want to do stories on me and stuff like that. So it's it all.
You're the Van Wilder of Delaware Community College.
Yep, there you go.
Whatever. Good, because now I'm doing comedy.
Well, it sounds like you guys have a very big opportunity this weekend at the Troc. Looking forward to it.
Oi, oi, oi.
When does the first act go on?
The doors open at 7, so we're hoping literally 7:15, 7:30. The earlier people come and get their drinks and get seated and buy merch.
The earlier the show, the later you have to stay.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. But, I mean, dude, it's so worth it, though. The show's going to be crazy. It's going to be awesome. We have so many talented comics that are doing this show, and it's the Troc main stage, man. Like, it's crazy.
That's insane.
This is one of the biggest venues that you could possibly get.
In Chinatown, so we ain't done. You can get a rubber. Hi. I just want to make sure your dad left the room. You're rubbing a tongue.
Oh, he doesn't.
Yeah,
mind.
No.
He knows. He's like, he gave me directions.
He was telling me where the prostitutes hung out in Glenside just the other night.
Funny story. The Latosh place.
Wait, what?
I'll tell you afterwards.
Yeah, you have to tell me this after the podcast then.
Yeah, we're going to just keep going because that, I'm not going to beat that story. Go
ahead. There you go. Make sure to get your tickets right now. Yeah. For the Academic Probation Tour.
Get tickets at Ticketfly.com or TheTroc.com or search Academic Probation Tour on Facebook, like our page, and all the stuff's on there.
Yeah, and you can follow us on Twitter at Probation Tour, and we post everything up there. We post all of our shows, announcements, funny
Friend
stuff.
Friend me on Facebook.
Yeah.
Go to Crispy Noodle, and I'm sure they'll link stuff. Oh, yeah. That I haven't told him to do yet, but he probably will.
Yeah, tell me what the link, and we'll send you stuff.
We got you.
All right. By the time this is on, the link will be up.
Perfect. We do have one more topic that we wanted to get to in the entertainment entree. Isn't that right, Mike?
That's right. Some movie news here. The movie distributor, Paramount Pictures, announced that they wanted to start a new type of deal with movie theaters. They want to try to bring new movie releases to on-demand platforms just 2 weeks after the theatrical premieres. What do you guys think about this? Essentially, what would happen is a movie would premiere in theaters, and just 17 days later, they would put it up for digital sale. That's unprecedented in the movie world right now, in the movie industry.
I think it's going to happen eventually. I think with the big blockbuster movies, it's going to take longer.
But
I'm one of those dudes. I'll go to the movies by myself. There's certain movies you have to see in the movie. And there's certain movies you wait till it's on DVD anyway.
Exactly. Why wait 6-7 months?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, why not get it right?
But I mean,
right
if it's going to be like a big like Superman versus Batman,
I'm
not watching that in my house.
And two weeks is kind of short too. Like I know, like sales are 2 weeks. Like at least give it like four.
Give it a month.
Yeah, give it a month.
A month sounds like a fair. Good,
well, that's why you know to as a pilot program they're just doing it with Paranormal Activity: The Ghost Dimension.
Oh yeah, we'll get that shit on DVD. Nobody wants to see that.
That's like Happy Gilmore 2. And Scout's Guide to the Zombie Apocalypse. So they're not putting you know Star Trek and Mission Impossible up there. However, they say long term they might look at the big blockbuster releases if this is successful for them. So
there's only one problem with that.
What?
How successful is Paranormal Activity and Scout's Zombie Apocalypse going to be?
So do you think they're kind of setting themselves up for failure?
I think they're setting themselves up for what I just said.
A difficult time.
No, they're setting themselves up for the lower movies will get released. So the movie industry doesn't have to carry those movies in the movie theater.
Right.
And then the big movies, it'll just be, instead of the only problem where it's going to screw is now you have, like in Jersey, there's a 22 theater, movie theater, and a 16, there's going to be like five movies playing.
Yeah.
So you're going to see Superman on 37 screens, which will help the sales of Superman, which will all wash out. They got teams of lawyers and business people fixing this up.
I mean, the main thinking
that didn't make any sense.
Yeah, I kind of ran
out of steam at the end. I can't, but
I like to see that on a bumper sticker. Rick Moriarty 2024.
That's the new CD name. I can't, but
I can't. Dot dot dot. But I've been reading online a little bit that some people think this could make good business sense because the first 2 weeks is when the movies make most of the money in theaters, and then the second wave releasing it 17 days later, you know, nobody's going to go see Paranormal Activity in the, you know, first 2 weeks.
Yeah, well, that type of movie's only going to play like $1.8
million.
Yeah. As opposed to Dominions, it will make $4
billion.
Yeah. Right, right. So you're not going to put down the losses. Money. Yeah, you're not going to put down the money to go see it in theaters.
Two weeks later, after the second one. I'll tell you right now, the first one was,
I've never seen any of them, to be
honest. I have, and I scream like a woman. I will fully admit that I love horror movies. I love getting scared. That's my mic, probably not yours. But I keep grabbing it because I'm whatever.
It's all right.
I'm a professional.
Yes, professional.
I still think I'm in comedy. I'm like, there's a mic stand. You don't have to hold it, but whatever. Yeah, I love scary movies, so that would be cool for me anyway, but yeah.
Yeah, if I'm not in the movie, I don't give a shit. How long it's in. So, you know, directors out there, hit me up.
I want to be in Paranormal Activity goes to jail.
Dude, I'll do Paranormal like 36 if they keep paying me. I don't care.
They're going. It's the cheapest movie ever.
Yeah.
How many are they up to now? Is this five or six?
I don't know.
It's got to be like six.
I think it's
six. I stopped watching
Yeah.
after two.
Because they had four numbered ones. Then they had like the marked ones.
Yeah.
What was the fourth one? Like the baby's possessed or something.
I'm a big horror movie buff too. But like the thing I hate nowadays, like it's just spirits. Like it's stupid. Like everything is, oh, you go into a haunted house and like it's a spirit, it's a devil. Because
their new thing was like it's nothing. Blair Witch made all that money and they had three people in the movie.
Yeah, like
it doesn't pay anybody.
Yeah. I feel like there's no like creativity.
No, you're right. Paranormal Activity, that budget must be like $20,000. Like you just get
the first one was an independent film.
Get a bunch of camcorders and pay low salary actors.
See, I like Saw.
Saw was very good.
Was one of the last movies I remember when, spoiler alert, when he gets up at the end of the movie and walks out of that room, people stood up and were cheering.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
People were like, oh my God.
The
what
hostels
did I just
were
see?
Good too.
Hostel? I like the hostel. Yeah. Yeah, the hostels first
and
hostel was awesome.
Were very good.
First hostel had a lot of nudity in it, which horror movies should.
Yes.
Of course. It was nudity, then gore.
That's the only reason anybody ever watched a horror movie was to see boobies.
The shower scene.
That's a classic combination right there. Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
Jamie Lee Curtis's boobs.
Yeah. Yes.
That's a cool band name. Jamie Lee Curtis's boobs.
The whole thing is the band name.
That's the new name of my CD.
Jamie Lee Curtis's boobs.
I'm just saying, funny as funny, Jamie Lee Curtis's boobs. It's catchy.
Very marketable.
Yes. Perfect.
That's why she could scream so much. Her lungs were large. But okay.
Perfect. I want to see that on the CD artwork. All right, so I guess that'll wrap up the entertainment entree.
Yeah.
The song ended like 20 minutes ago.
Yeah.
Let the song play and I'll be fine.
Yeah, sure. That's what they said. But
their normal podcast is over like three times by now.
We can go pretty long too.
Yeah.
But before we take a break, we're actually going to do a side portion of the show that we call the side dish. Woo! That was a little loud, sorry. I get excited for the side dish, I'm sorry. I scared Rick.
And this side just in particular, I have no idea what's going on.
That's right.
Usually I have some sort of idea, but Rich has kind of blindsided me with this one.
Yeah, I'm actually nervous as well because this is the first time we're ever trying this in particular.
So what you're saying is that we're guinea pigs.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thanks. We're all guinea pigs. Congratulations. For the first time ever, we are going to try and do Crispy Noodle Confessions. So, I'm not gonna lie, I saw this bit happen on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon, and I thought this would be a good idea.
Okay, alright.
So, essentially, before the show, before we even got together tonight to record the podcast, I asked everybody here to give me an interesting story or an interesting tidbit about themselves, one that is absolutely true, and another one that is absolutely false. And I've put them all in these lovely envelopes. Ooh. I actually did envelopes.
Wow.
You're getting professional.
I know.
Yeah. I like it.
I know. I'm stepping this up.
We have physical props now, people.
Yes.
Rick says, I'm the businessman. Jeez.
So, yeah, right now, I'm handing the envelopes out. My middle initial is M, so sometimes I'm like, what? But
look
anyway.
At this.
Yeah, I know. I have it all.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, everyone's
this is
got
awesome.
An envelope.
All right.
So what
do we open them?
Well, here's what we're gonna do. Okay. We're gonna eventually.
You hand me an envelope. I want to open.
Yeah, look at that. Yeah,
Rick's already at
you
it.
You can hear the paper. Yeah, perfect.
This is Jackson on 93. No.
So the game goes as follows: one person will have the story. We'll open up one of the envelopes so that the other three people don't know whether or not it's the true or the false story. I don't even know. So I'm going to even be a participant in this game. We'll open up one of the envelopes. That person will read the story that's on it. And then the other three people will have 60 seconds to interrogate that person. And when I mean interrogate, you have 60 seconds to rattle whoever the person is that has the story. So you can come at them, you know, you can ask weird questions about the story. And the idea is for the three people to try and determine whether or not is that the true story or the false story? So, you guys want to try this out?
Yeah, let's do it. Yeah.
Mind you, I'm a son of an attorney.
Oh,
which means mines are not going to be good.
So, should I be worried about
no.
this? All right. Well, because this is the guinea pig kind of go around for this, I want Mike to be the first person up.
Yes.
Of course. Of course you would.
Because he's the professional.
Okay. Do I tell you which one I'm
now,
opening?
No.
Okay.
Should we open up one or two? What do you guys want to do?
One? I don't care.
You don't
How about
care?
He opens one, he opens two, you open one, I'll open two.
Okay, so he's going to open one then? All right, so all right, open up
to,
one.
I have to open. Should I open it in front of the mic?
Do you want the sound effect? Oh, yeah.
Oh,
there
yeah.
It is.
There it goes.
All right, so you're opening MC1.
MC1 is being opened right now. I'm trying to get the story out.
Yeah.
I have acquired it.
All right, so Mike, what does yours say?
All right, mine says that when I was 8 years old, I forced my younger brother, John Bruno, to sign a written contract to be my indentured servant until he was 18 years old.
All right. So I have a 60-second timer here, and when it starts, we'll start asking questions. Are you ready, Mike?
I'm ready.
All right, it's time for you to be interrogated. Let's go. Rick, ask the first question.
Is that really your brother?
Yes, my brother's name is John Bruno.
Does he have your color eyes?
I have not looked into his eyes much, but I think we have the same hazel-colored eyes, yes.
How long was the actual contract?
How long was the actual contract?
Yes.
You mean length on
yes.
the paper?
How many papers?
It was about a page
Tell
long.
Tell us, goddammit!
I was 8 years old. It was a page long.
You want the truth?
Are you sure?
I'm absolutely sure, yes.
Okay.
It basically amounted
did
to...
Did you type this out?
No, I wrote it.
You wrote it, okay.
Yeah. We didn't have a computer at the time.
What color crayon?
It wasn't in crayon, it was in pencil.
Yeah, what color?
Pencil color.
Yeah, what color? There's colored pencils.
It was just regular lead pencil color.
Are you lying to me?
Yes, I am. No,
I
I'm not.
He's lying to me.
Am I lying?
Yeah, I don't know. This sounds
Why are you sweating?
Because I always sweat.
Okay.
Why you gotta draw attention to that?
Why did you do indentured servitude?
Why'd you do 18?
Because in my little kid's
Why,
mind,
Mike?
That is when...
Why didn't you do 20?
Because that's when you become an adult, is 18.
Yeah, but then if you do it 22, you can buy a beer for a year.
I was 8 years old. I didn't think that far ahead.
There
I just
go.
Wanted somebody to get me a glass of water and to give me the best toys.
Were you bigger than him?
Yes.
There you go.
You could have done it anyway. I call bullshit.
All right. Yep. Rick has his answer. Rick is saying it's false. What about
gonna,
you, Chris?
I don't know. I'm going to say it's true. I believe him.
Going to okay. say it's true?
I believe you.
You know, here's the thing. I know Bruno as well. And mm-hmm. Bruno, as much as he has been an associate producer for our show, he can be a little bit gullible. I can see him signing something like this. I'm going to go true. So, Mike, what is – we got two truths and Rick is calling bullshit.
How are you going to know if it's true or false, by the way?
Because he says it.
Well, he could be lying about that.
No, this is actually true.
Woo!
Did
Whoa.
Force my brother to sign a contract when I was 8 years old to be my quote-unquote slave.
Did you get it notarized?
I didn't, and that's why he got out of the contract just 2 years later.
Never.
I know. I messed up. I should have gotten it notarized, but I didn't.
There he is.
Hold on, wait.
There he is.
For 6 years now.
He just said he's been a slave for 6 years.
He found the loophole.
So there you go.
Yeah, it's
story
true,
for Mike.
It's true.
Wow.
Quite he still has the ball and chain on his leg. It's weird.
Yeah. If you go downstairs in the basement, the shackles are still in the wall.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to stop before I dig myself a hole.
Well, that's how the game is played. I mean,
I like
sound
it.
Good?
That was fun.
I like
that.
Okay. All right. Well,
I kind of want to do the second one now. Well, we all know it's
well,
false.
The good news is your turn's done.
I'm done. Oh.
So how about we do Rick? Rick, you want to go up next?
Rick, sure, we're going to do you.
All right. Wait.
So he's opening all the envelopes.
Yeah, all the envelopes.
Yeah, you're going to read both of them, right? And then we.
Am I reading both of them?
No, you're going to read one of them.
Damn it.
Which one do you want to read?
Yeah, how about that?
They're both so good, right?
Yeah.
Bullshit. All
right. I'll do
yeah. I'm calling bullshit
I'm
already
calling
on
bullshit
whatever
already.
You
It's fake.
All right. Okay. I'll do this one. All right. This is part of my act. I did a bit about walking in on my parents. It was one of the first jokes I've ever written. And I do a joke on the biggest fear that we have is coming home and every single kid, whether they want to believe it or not, has walked in on their mom and dad doing something. And I remember that very vividly. But I turned the joke into I walked in on my parents like last week. And I go into this whole bit on how I walked in on them. And how, like, I was rushing home from my aunt's house, and this is actually true. And I knock on my parents' front door, and my dad's all out of breath, and he yells to me, "Hold on. Why? Why hold on?" The middlest thing is like, why? All of a sudden, I open up the door, because it's my parents' house, and I have a key, and I see my dad and my mom run upstairs. Apparently, they were doing it on the couches in the living room. Now, I don't live in my parents' house anymore. So when I sleep over my parents' house, I sleep downstairs on the couches.
So don't pull out a black light.
Yeah. So apparently my parents were – and I'm like, "Dad, really? I sleep on them." And he's like, "I'm 65. I'm not going up steps." But he makes a good point. So I do the whole bit at Healing during one of my first shows. I had no clue that my mother – was in the audience.
Oh.
She then proceeds to stand up and yell at me with Richard. That said, I know I'm in trouble. Richard, that didn't happen. You're lying. That got more laughs than the actual joke. And yeah.
All right. Well, let's see. We got to interrogate him. Is this truth or bullshit? Let's start the clock. All right. So where did you tell this joke?
Helium.
It was Helium. How long did it take you from the beginning of the joke to when your mom, like, stood up and said,
She waited until the very end of the joke.
Wait till the very end?
Yeah.
Okay. And you guys got a question?
Was your dad there?
Yeah, he was laughing his ass off.
Yeah?
He was laughing hysterical, like, the whole time. He doesn't get embarrassed. He likes it.
Did the couch smell funky when you slept on it after that day?
Yeah, it was a little stinky, too.
Mm.
it was a little warm.
What was your dad wearing when he answered the door?
He wasn't wearing anything.
He was butt naked.
No, he was running up the steps with my mom.
But you said he answered the door.
No.
Was he wearing
anything? He answered
chaps?
The door from the other side, like, "Hold on."
Oh, okay.
It was good, though.
Did they use any birth control?
Wow. Rich, jeez.
I hope.
My dad uses the pull-out method.
There you go.
Apparently not that good enough. He only missed twice.
All right.
We lost Rich.
Yeah, he's gone.
Was that the end of the timer?
Yeah, that's the end of the timer. So good timing.
20 seconds of that was devoted to Rich just laughing.
True. I'm going true. Oh, my gosh.
Oh.
I'm calling bullshit.
I think it might be bullshit, too, because he mentioned that his mom is coming to this new show, and it made it seem like she hasn't been to a show before. So I'm going to say bullshit.
What's
it's actually
answer?
True. That was the last show she's ever been to, though.
That's why she hasn't
that
been
is not bullshit.
Epic.
That is a true story.
Nice.
That is awesome.
All right. So there you go, Rick, with that one.
I tried to come up with a fake story, and I didn't even have to. Oh. Damn you, Rich. I spent 35 seconds coming up with that fake story.
Sorry. There's some things.
By the way, the fake story is way not as funny. I'm like, I did a show and I tripped on stage and I knocked over the guy. That's stupid. That's how funny that story is. That's why I like my comedy, because the true stuff is actually funnier. But go ahead.
All right. Chris, I believe it is now your turn.
All right.
Which one are you pulling, one or two?
I pulled number two.
All right, number two. What does it say? Yeah, he's going number two over here.
All right. Yeah.
Should we give us some privacy?
All right. I have irritable bowel syndrome, which is IBS.
True.
So randomly, I some days I could eat or drink something, and next thing you know, I'm sitting on the toilet and pooping for an hour. When I was 11 years old, I was at a carnival with my cousin, my brother, and my two other cousins, and I guess the mixture of the rides, the popcorn, the cotton candy, and everything didn't sit well with me. So when we were driving home, I had to shit really, really bad. Like, it got to the point where, like, you're asking God to help you, and you're like, yo, God, just please help me hold this in, and I swear to God, I'll take the trash out, I'll do whatever my parents tell me, just please let me hold this in, but it was go time. I couldn't. So I told my cousin to pull over, and he did. I jumped out of the car, and I took a shit on a random person's tree in the middle of the night, and I wiped my ass with his leaves. And then I just let all this shit, like, it was just there, and I walked away and proceeded to go home.
Wow. All right, but now it is our job to interrogate him, and we're going to start with Mike. The clock begins now.
Let's go.
Where was this carnival?
This carnival was at St. Denis in Havertown.
Okay. How old were you?
I was 11 years old.
How old was your cousin?
My cousin, I had three cousins in the car. Two were 22 and 23. One was 9, and my brother is 13 at that time.
Okay,
he's
you're not good at
that.
That's 5 people on a car.
I was on academic probation in community college.
I'm going to call bullshit because of that.
So, yeah, how many people were in the car then?
It was my two cousins up at the front.
How many people were in the car?
I had three cousins, my brother and me. It was 5. It was 2 in the front and 3 in the back.
Okay.
So why didn't you just shit on your brother? He made him a slave like Punta Quinte and Roots.
Because he was older than me. I wouldn't have been able to. He's like, my brother was
maybe
like.
Maybe you weren't that good at this business thing.
My brother was
hey,
like,
hey, Mike,
six
you
want to
be the manager?
6 foot, 12 year old?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
He grew, his puberty was crazy.
Yeah.
He was shaving at 12.
Well, he's kind of hairy, so I don't know.
Okay, what do we think about this story?
Rick says bullshit. What do you guys have?
Mike, who's apparently a slave owner at this point.
God.
How's a slave owner going to judge me?
Because he's a white slave, so it doesn't count.
Oh, my God.
It's called white guilt. Look it up. Sorry. That made me sound real. I like how that made me sound really bad. All the stuff I said today. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I'm gonna say true. I don't know why. I'm just gonna say true.
Cause he thinks you shit on things.
Seems like a believable scenario.
He is from Delco.
I'll go true.
The story is
110% true. I swear to God. I took a shit on a random person's tree. And the only thing, I wrote a bit about it. I was like, could you imagine if that dude walked out on me taking a shit on his
what
tree?
What the hell's going on?
Oh my
God. All right, so just by probability, yours has to be false. Because there's no way they're going to have four true stories.
I mean, that's the way it should be.
Right, well, Rich, now's the moment of truth.
All right, I guess it's my turn.
I had sex with a woman. False! Bullshit! All
right, I got one and two. Which one should I open?
I don't know. So, two.
Two?
It felt good when I was inside her.
She said, call me Caitlin. By the way, listen, he's got all that money. He's got boobies now. Fix your hands.
There you go.
You could still, like, palm a grapefruit.
It's the old Seinfeld man hands, right?
It is! Yeah. And I don't like Seinfeld. That's the first thing I thought. I know, you're going to punch me in the face. I didn't like Seinfeld at all.
That is the biggest no-no for you being a comedian.
I know. No, it's not, because it's a rip-off of Taxi.
Oh, yeah, you were telling me this.
I did. A couple weeks ago. I think you talked about that before.
Yes, it is. Mm. But good. And it works out this well. That hush that falls over everybody because it's like, Seinfeld! I'm not talking about Jesus. I'm talking about Jerry Seinfeld. Who, by the way, killed Jesus, if you learn. No. Told you I would get worse.
There's still tons of show to go.
Stay tuned.
So, Rich, I got to hear your story. What do you got for us?
Right. Mine is... I saw a priest bless a plunger in the back of a church because he claimed that he had to use a holy object to unclog a holy drain.
I thought you were going to say a holy shit.
Come on.
That
it was
been.
Right there. That was a softball.
Okay, holy shit, if you want me to go that route. All right, I'll give
I
you guys.
I call bullshit.
Give you go,
I call bullshit
a minute.
Just for that.
I call bullshit because it was the worst story I've ever heard. You put zero effort into this.
Or
you have an extremely boring life.
What?
Your priests are boring plungers.
I don't know if you want to reveal this, but what was the priest's name?
Todd. Am I allowed to? I guess so. I'll do Father McA. That was. I don't want to give his whole name.
Okay. Because he doesn't know his full name.
Exactly. What church was this at?
This is where I worked. Epiphany.
Which is Epiphany?
Yeah. Okay. Epiphany.
And what year was this?
I would say...
Wait, I went to Epiphany. It was a different Epiphany.
It was probably a different Epiphany.
Yeah.
04?
Yeah.
So this happened in your freshman year of high school?
Yes. Freshman year of high school was 04?
Yeah.
I graduated college in 02.
Who clogged the drain?
I have no idea, actually.
His holiness.
His holiness. His holiness.
It was in the pump with a drain.
There you go. It was holy shit.
What color was the plunger?
It was a regular plunger. It was red. The ending was red.
Nah, he's stuttering a lot. He's stuttering a lot. I don't know.
It was a regular plunger.
It was a real plunger.
It's a Catholic church. They know they shit on the altar boys there.
There we go.
That's why they wear the long coats. That's what robes are for.
So
I'm gonna call bullshit.
Bullshit.
That was actually true.
Damn.
Yeah, it was the weirdest thing ever because I was.
And the second weirdest thing is you should have seen what he did to the plunger. Now see, that was a softball.
Yes, there you go. God.
Richard, come in here.
Father, at least switch to the metal handle. This wood's killing me.
This plunger's like 25 years old. He's got splinters.
And when you're done, he goes, we are. Kids of shit. He's dead anyway.
We went there.
Oh, yes.
I used to do a whole Penn State bit, and I love it. I don't care. They touch fucking boys.
He puts the lotion on the skin.
The guy's like, he's the greatest football coach ever. He molested a 12-year-old. A bunch of them. Like a whole team worth of them.
Yeah.
Yes. I don't care if he's...
Well, it was the assistant coach, not Paterno.
Well, there you go.
I killed that, by the way. Sorry. See, now is where you play the Coldplay music.
Oh, yeah. See, now I would
have... That was your cue, Rich. Come on.
That was the cue. Sorry. I'm getting this whole night mixed up.
I'm screaming through this whole podcast.
So they can hear us.
Yes.
We have a lot of elderly listeners, apparently.
And ones that go to the Catholic Church.
Oh, yeah. This will go over well.
Yeah. So, anyway, that was Crispy Noodle Confessions. I hope you guys liked it.
That was a blast.
You guys were the guinea pigs.
I'm surprised we got four true stories.
Yeah.
That was weird. Yeah.
You think?
Why did I even bother writing my fake story, Rich?
Yeah.
No, me too.
yeah, we're angry.
Uh-oh.
I put work in. I did two stories.
Uh-oh. Okay, the guys are angry at me, so I guess we're going to have to take a break.
I sent him three stories because I didn't know which ones he knew already.
Oh, no. Oh, yeah. No.
It's time for
coming.
A revolt, yeah.
Oh, no.
I could have been playing, like, video games instead of typing and pooping.
You know, a whole multitasking, it's hard.
Yeah.
Okay, they're going to revolt on me.
You owe me a Bejeweled level.
Oh, dear. One whole Bejeweled level. Oh, my gosh. I don't know how I'm going to pay for that. I'll figure it out.
With a plunger.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll take a break. Everyone will figure out ways that I can repay him for taking part of the Crispy Noodle Confessions. But then coming up, we'll have some odd news for you in the non-fortune cookie odd news. Still more show to come. Don't go anywhere.
Crispy Noodle Podcast. Did you hear this?
A man accused of robbing four Alabama Subway sandwich shops allegedly confessed that he needed revenge as a disgruntled customer because he was mad that the famous Jared diet didn't work for him and he needed his money back.
He got up to four. How do you not catch the guy after two? Speaking from giant fat guys, we don't run fat.
Nope, no we
don't.
The
fact that he escaped from three, he's doing pretty good with his diet. Because
that is the new Subway diet. Cardio. Rob Subway.
Jesus Christ.
Run away, run away.
First of all, I'm so fat. The game planning, I would stop at the door of the first one. I'd be like, I'm sweating too much. I gotta go home.
Well, 18-year-old Zachary Torrance was arrested and charged with first-degree robbery.
Wait a minute. He's 18 years old and he's fat? He's just lazy. Wait till you're 30, Zachary.
Well, Torrance allegedly entered the Hueytown Subway store. He demanded the cashier open the register.
As he breathed heavily. Did you, hold on, give me a second. Can you, I should have brought a note. You know what? I'm just gonna go, can I just get a water first? Water. Oh, thanks. Holy shit, these things aren't even close to each other. You know what? Just call the cops. I'm done. I'm gonna sit and wait in the air. Is it cool if I wait in the air? I'm gonna wait in the air conditioner.
Torrance was arrested after a citizen saw the robbery footage and recognized the suspect from shopping at the Hueytown Walmart later that day.
Here's a shocker.
Yeah. Well, Torrance is currently in the jail on a $250,000 bond. There you go.
I should have wrote a note. That's
would have been easier. You just slide it. You don't have to.
Here, read this. Read this. Can I get a cup of ice? Hold on, Jesus Christ. Torrance, what are your demands? This is the detective. Listen, I need a wet towel, a fan, a cup of ice, some juice would be nice.
Should have used the card, man. It would have been much easier.
Check out thecrispynoodle.com.
Oh, yeah. We are back here on the Crispy Noodle Podcast. Rick, you might kill me by the end of this podcast. At the end of every segment, I'm about to roll on the floor and start laughing and just.
He'll be doing that this Saturday at the Trocadero Theater.
There you go. Perfect. Yes.
That's the goal.
Yeah. You might cause me to have a heart attack at the Trocadero between you two guys.
I know. This is probably the hardest I've ever laughed doing this podcast, honestly.
Thanks. I've been on it three more times before. Appreciate it. Hey, but you were funny this time. Hey, this time, not so good. This time, my own did I laugh. I laugh so hard, I'm going to go to Subway, get an Italian hoagie. They don't know what they're doing, though. Get an Italian hoagie, put bacon on it. It's good.
I fucking put bacon on my bacon.
I would put bacon on my bacon.
Yeah, bacon on top of bacon.
I do. I do a whole bit about that. Like, bacon is better than sex. It truly is. Because if you're in the act of sex and then you smell bacon, for a second, your brain thinks of bacon. I don't care how good it is. That's how good it is.
True.
That is true. Bacon does wonders.
They should put bacon on different breakfast meats, like Scrapple with bacon, sausage wrapped in bacon.
I think they do.
Sausage do they? And bacon.
Think, yeah.
I've never seen that. Where is
you
this?
Go to a diner,
could you
yeah.
marry breakfast meats? Because I would. Breakfast meats are the greatest thing ever.
They are.
They're the reason why I had heart operations. It should be like Children's Hospital's cardiac unit, sponsored by Pepperidge Farms. Hatfield.
Perfect.
For real.
Yeah.
Because it's...
It's the circle of bacon.
It's delicious. Circle of
bacon.
Yeah.
What are you saying? They take the deceased heart patients and turn them into more bacon?
I need it.
Yeah, you know, if it tastes like bacon.
They have bacon-flavored salt.
Yes,
it's
they
called
do.
Bacon salt.
Yes, they do.
I am not that fat yet, but it sounds delicious.
We will get there.
Do you want to clog your arteries and have your sodium cholesterol go to 7 billion? Sure. It should just say you're going to get diabetes. One thing. Warning. Diabetes. I don't say.
I've purchased bacon salt.
My man!
Yes!
Man. He's like, what do you think's in his Evian? Bitch.
No, to be fair, it was a joke present for my brother. I bought him bacon salt.
You used it all.
Of course I used it.
It was in the contract of the indentured servitude. Yeah.
You must let me use your bacon salt.
Holy shit, do you want high cholesterol and high blood pressure at the same time? I got something for you, but wait, there's more.
They also have bacon mayo.
I'm not kidding.
That
sounds amazing.
Oh my god.
It was pretty good.
They have sriracha. They have sriracha mayo.
Ooh.
Spank me twice and call me Shirley. I want that. That sounds amazing.
We're turning into like a cooking show. Yeah. Like cooking
all
tips.
All right, dude, come on. Start with something everything. Else because now I'm getting chubby.
Before we start going shopping for bacon.
Hot bar under there. I tried to make the noise.
You all right?
Whatever, yeah.
Before we go shopping on bacon-related items, let's go into the non-fortune cookie odd news.
So sit back, get everything you need to get from the kitchen. Be sure and empty the bladders and go to the bathroom because you're in for a hell of a ride.
I had a dog named Chili.
All right, and
what?
What was that? Gary Busey had a dog named Chili.
I had a dog named Chili.
Just in case you need
Shirley or Chili?
Chili.
Chili.
Oh, I'm sorry. That makes more sense. Shirley. Because it was a dog named Chili. Chili dog. No. I get it, Barry. I get it. You crazy son of a bitch. I get it.
Given Gary Busey's
listen, could you imagine Gary Busey has to have a guy around him like, Gary, you can't do that anymore. I want to name his chair. Sit. Gary, you can't name chairs. I can do what I want.
I'm Gary Busey.
Haven't you seen Lethal Weapon 2, you son of a bitch? Was it Lethal Weapon 2? He lit his arm on fire. So I don't remember. He's got big teeth and he's scary.
Oh, my God.
He was my hero as a rocket.
Oh,
for Rookie
dude.
Of the Year.
That's right. He was Rock. Rowan Gardner.
He was Rocket, and he actually, like, looked normal. And
that's the kid from
actor.
American Pie.
Yeah.
Right.
Thomas Ian Nichols.
Oh, shit.
That's great.
So, yeah.
That's such a great movie.
He was probably so stoned at one point he actually tried to eat his dog because he thought it was a chili dog.
I'm going
to
tell you something. Funny story about Rookie of the Year. My buddy was like, his father's name was Mary. Yeah.
His father's name was Mary?
Yeah, because when they opened up the glove, and remember the glove in Rookie of the Year?
Yeah.
It says Mary on it.
Uh-huh.
Because his mom was the pitcher. So yeah. Here's my buddy, like, whose father's name was Mary? I'm like, you have a long academic career ahead of you. Meanwhile, this guy runs a mall.
Oh, my
he
God.
He runs an actual, like, a functioning mall, not just, like, the hallway.
Not like the Granite Run Mall.
No, it is. It's like the, I think it is the Granite Run Mall.
Well, that's not open
yeah,
anymore.
It's not open
then
anymore.
Then it's not that one.
Is it Plymouth Meeting? Because that one's heading there, too.
No. It's
pretty empty in there.
He's the same guy that also wanted to go to, was it Lansdale to see the Transformers? when they were filming Transformers in Lansdale.
You went to drive
and see them. They don't exist.
We thought there's actual Transformers.
That's CGI. You're not going to see six-story Transformers.
I go to a set. There's no Optimus Prime.
What's this truck doing here? Hold on. You got to rub it. God bless him. He's like the same dude that's got a tattoo of Vinny on his arm.
Because
it's his nickname. Just no, it's not. It's a shortened fucking name. Vinny's not a nickname. It's short for Vincent. God. Alright, I'm sorry. Yeah, fortune sorry. Cookies. Gary Busey.
Yes, fortune cookie Gary Busey's. That sums up non-fortune cookie odd news.
Well, here in the non-fortune cookie odd news.
I'm like done.
He's like, I still gotta do my spiel.
He's like, I'm trying to... You're like the Marvel. Like, listen, I'm trying to do this. Got a very important thing on Kobe Bryant. He rapes women. Let's go. Story number one. Chop, chop.
The point is, you now have the ability to be happy.
Oh, that's right. With the non-fortune cookie news, you have the ability to be happy. Here in the odd news, Rich researches the news, he reads the news, and we react to the news. We've never heard these stories before. We have no idea what's about to happen. Neither do you guys, and Rich doesn't even know what's about to happen because sometimes, most of the time, these stories take weird and wacky paths, and I'm certain we'll go straight off the rails as soon as possible.
Yeah.
So let's jump into the first story. I can't wait.
Yeah, this first one you guys might go crazy on, but this is a true story to start off the non-fortune cookie odd news. A woman is in a coma after her butt implants exploded while she was doing squats at a gym.
All new Jenny in the Block. Oh, wait, who's the new one? Nicki Minaj. That's not funnier. Jenny in the Block's funnier.
No, Jenny in the Block is more recognizable.
I'm still Jenny from the Block. Till my ass exploded, then I had a clot. But I'm still Jenny from the Block. Guess what? She could probably turn that into a hit, too.
There you go.
Good for you.
Well, if she does, she's got to find 27-year-old Serena Buford, who was working out for an Instagram video. Oh, yeah, boy. Make sure you get that.
That makes you get paid.
That's what this country. God bless America. I'm a whore for 30 seconds at a time. What is my job? My job is to be hot. I can't get a job like that. What do I do? I do squats for a living.
You apparently have to get butt implants.
I don't like it. You don't need this bigger.
Well,
anything bigger, I'm going to have to start paying $450 at the toll. $650. I messed up.
You added that extra axle back there.
Bingo!
Oh, my gosh.
And I'm done.
Oh, my God.
I need an old priest and a young priest.
Well, she was recording this Instagram video when she heard a loud pop.
They literally popped.
That's what she.
And it wasn't the dude behind her.
This was caught on video. The butt implant popping.
I guess it has to be because she says she was recording this for her Instagram.
Is it still? Is it on Instagram? Like,
if that was on Instagram, that would be all over.
Oh everywhere. My god! Yeah.
Maybe they had to take. Does Instagram have like any sort of like?
If your ass explodes, they may take it down.
Yeah, what is this? An ass exploding policy? Does it happen that often?
We live in a communist state.
Yeah. That just always amazes me that a girl gets like butt implants.
Forget about that. You went to college. You got a medical degree. You're a doctor. You're putting silicone in some stupid chick's ass so she could get more famous than you and make more money. The doctor's got to kill himself.
In the meantime, he's getting to play with many women's asses.
Yeah, but
breasts.
In the
meantime. Well, that wasn't creepy.
I always thought that.
Good job.
Well, why do you think they go into that field? I really want to help people enlarge their asses. Sell donuts. It's not just stick their fingers in a butthole.
Be happy.
Gary Busey was a doctor. They're not fucking storing doorbells here. What's this dude? They already know.
I always thought that was a
There's
great
There's other
profession.
People in the room, just so you know. When they operate, it's not just some doctor. It might be.
Yeah, but you don't know what type of fetishes they have.
Oh
that might
God.
Be their thing.
It's like a group fetish? Guess what? You're probably onto something.
I always thought that was a good profession to get into because I was like, oh, yeah, you get to play with, like, tits and ass all day. But then it's like you have to slice them open. You have to stitch them up. You see so much gross stuff.
And like then I said, you get to play with the tits
and ass. That's their fetish.
Yeah.
You got to work for it. It's like life.
Yeah.
It's so, that's just, that's what? Weird.
What?
And like a gynecologist, do you know how many smelly vaginas he sees all day and
that's,
just
that's
disgusting?
Thing. Listen, if you're going
to Chewbacca's down there.
It's the vagina that I see. It's not the vagina you want to see.
They have like a Hitler stash or a landing strip. Like you don't know what he sees.
By the
when
way,
he's
bring
down
that
there.
Back, ladies. Yeah. I'm tired of the hardwood. It makes me feel like I'm doing something wrong. I'm 35 now. If she don't have hair down there, I'm afraid.
She's too young for you, bro.
I gotta, let me tell you something. Did you ever see the bouncers that got like the electronic reader cards? I go in there with one just to be on the safe
side. Yeah, you gotta check. Yeah,
I gotta make sure she's over 25. If not, I'm, you know how much? Then you gotta talk to it when it's done. It's bad. God. I said I was going for the ass plant, lady.
I want to see that. I want to see that video, though. That'd be very entertaining.
I
want to
see the before shot because her name was Selena. So
Serena.
Oh, damn.
I want to see it like slow motion. It's just a slow motion butt
pop.
Exploding.
Kind of like John Madden do the replay. Yeah, John Madden. Right here. It's where the fucking ass exploded. Boom.
Oh my.
Boom, 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 boom. They just ran right at him. Yeah, he not only rambled, but he rumbled and stumbled.
Just like that.
Oh,
I was waiting for something.
Well, according to her sister, Jackie, Serena went to an unlicensed clinic to to get her 64-inch bottom.
64-inch?
Yeah.
That's bigger than my TV. Jesus Christ. All right, this is where it went from sexy to shit.
Oh my
god. It's as big as this freaking bureau over here.
I want that to be a tagline at a doctor's office. It's bigger than my TV.
She shit in a tub? Where'd she go?
That is so
There's no
bizarre.
Toilet that can support a 64-inch ass. None.
Oh my god.
I think she shit underneath the tree with Chris.
There wouldn't have been room.
And that's the joke, my friend. You fucking play it back.
Oh my god.
Oh my gosh. There, yep. Bigger than
All right,
TV.
Joke, story number two.
Yeah, let's get
enough with this bro with the 64. It went from hot to my sister's.
That went 0 to 100 real quick and
it went
not
from
a good
bad.
Way.
It went from
0 to 64 real fast.
It went from 0 to Kensington.
Right.
0 to Kensington. I'm gonna tell you something. It's a bro to an Allegheny with a 64-inch ass. I guarantee you, I'll find one.
Oh my god.
All right, yeah, let's get to our next story.
I don't know what you can do to top
that. I don't know, man. Hopefully we can.
Wait, you let off with the 64-inch exploding ass lady? The next story's about golf. I'm leaving.
No, it's not about golf. But
it's about tennis.
It's Serena Williams.
It's about an MIT teacher, so what a transition.
He designed the ass.
We're going to follow the case of Joe Gibbons in this one. Joe Gibbons, a 61-year-old art lecturer at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, admitted that he robbed a bank in Manhattan because, quote, it was for research. That's an interesting excuse.
That's the dumbest shit I ever
pass.
Heard.
Pass. Can we pass? Pass.
Pass on that one.
MIT guy robbed the bank for research.
Yes. He
what was he researching? How to rob banks.
He plays too much Grand Theft Auto.
He pleaded guilty to third-degree robbery, but he claims that the crime was part of his, quote, performance art piece for his research.
Let me tell you something. My dad's client, Tyrone, used the same thing. Didn't work for Tyrone either.
Yeah. Unfortunately, no matter what you want to use for research, that's not going to wave off a crime of robbery. He was arrested and charged for the robbery, so that's not anything.
You proofread these stories beforehand, I could tell.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate that.
Sell the sizzle right up front. Good for you.
All right. Well, let's go to a wacky story. This one's pretty crazy. A man is accused of pouring hot sauce and ranch dressing on his girlfriend and then trying to put her
nice.
In an oven.
Go for it. Listen.
That's kinky.
Either drugs were involved or
He was very hungry.
Honey, you know I love you, right? Let me put that hot sauce and the ranch on you. Instead of licking it up, I'm going to throw you in the oven for a little bit to warm you up.
Yeah. Next on kink.com.
Do you love me?
Let it cook at 350 for 30 minutes.
Actually, he was warming up the box.
Can we get like a Rachel Ray cook-along for this?
That's what she said. She said, I want you to turn me on.
There you go.
Inside
the oven.
Perfect.
Ayo. That was what they call a dad joke right
That's
there.
Why he is a comedian.
31-year-old
Joseph. We can edit that part out.
31-year-old Joseph Castellanos was arrested after he allegedly beat his girlfriend and then tried to pour hot sauce and ranch dressing on her and trying to force her into the oven. So,
we got to pound the dough first.
Oh my
Any good
God.
Chef knows that.
Yeah,
that's how you get the yeast to rise. It's called activating the gluten.
Because you don't want the yeast.
I went
infection.
To culinary school. Got her with a rolling pin. I didn't tell her. He also had her on ceramic, and he put flour in it so she wouldn't stick. He looked out for her too.
You got to get the Pam, and you know,
yeah,
grease
exactly.
that. Grease that shit up.
Good for you. I'm going to take a shot in the dark. Says this wasn't the first time he hit her, but it's okay because the first time he probably didn't mean it.
At some point during the hot sauce and ranch dressing pouring, he tried to put her in an oven. Authorities have not said whether or not if the oven was on.
How bad of a fighter is she? How long that takes to beat the shit out of someone.
Hold on
and
a
then
second while
get
I grab the hot sauce.
Hold on. Wait, hold on, honey. Where'd you put the ranch dressing? I told you not to get this time. I told you I don't like this kind.
You gotta
beat
again.
Gotta beat you all over again. What's wrong with you?
It's expired.
It's just bullshit. You're paying extra $2. You could have got the store brand. You dumb shit. Now don't feel as bad. Get in the oven. That's how Hitler started.
Oh my God. He didn't have hot sauce and ranch though.
Jews love hot sauce. I'm done.
Oh, man.
We're only on story 3.
I know.
Yeah. Oh, boy. I just realized that. They're like, you talk with an accent. I'm like, no, I don't. We're on story 3. Wait, maybe I do.
During...
There's more.
During the scuffle, that's when she was able to get free and call 911. The suspect faces various charges.
Now, I'm
during the scuffle, but not during the pouring
How
of the ranch
the
and the hot sauce.
Would it be if she's pouring, she gets away and slips on a fucking ranch dressing? I'm like, you know what? I'm done. You know what kind of traction she must have? She's got to have like feet like Usain Bolt. Her sneakers made of Michelin? Come on. The floor's slippery. Hot sauce and ranch dressing.
He That's deserves crazy. The Courage Award.
Yeah. Let's go Caitlyn Jenner.
I know, right?
Shit. That's a whole other thing I'll get into later.
Oh, man.
How the hell does that happen? But go ahead.
All right. In this story, we have an Asian man in Alabama who is offering $10,000.
That's his first mistake. If you're Asian and you're in Alabama,
yeah,
you're fucked.
He's lost is what he is.
Yep.
Oh, what all this? All this shit. What is gun rack? Roll Tide.
He laughed out of his headphones.
Oh my God, he literally lost his headphones. He was laughing so hard.
I love a bear blind. Very good. Roll Tide!
I didn't even get to the story.
You don't have to. Next.
That was story number 3 on the floor.
We're still halfway through. I'm just trying to speed it up here. I got work tomorrow morning. No, I'm kidding.
All right, well, the Asian man in Alabama is offering $10,000 to anyone.
That's 4 billion yen.
$10,000 or 4 billion yen to anyone who can set him up on a date that leads to a relationship that lasts at least 6 months. 29-year-old Renlu Yu.
Just give it to the broad. She'll take you.
Yeah.
Tell her some payment plans. You win.
$10,000 in 6 months, what is that going to do? You just get that $10,000, go get the finest hookers you want and bang her out, and then you're good. Like, what is 6 months got to do?
Chinese dude wearing $10,000 hookers.
Yeah.
Good for you. Well, stay in school, kids. You know what $10,000 can buy you in hookers in Alabama?
Oh, yeah.
Holy shit. They're going to buy you like a hooker farm. They're like 35 cents.
They would like the hot salsa brand.
That's foreplay in Alabama.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Perfect. Why doesn't he just go do, yeah.
He's winning.
If he doesn't like teeth, he can get it for 10 cents.
Oh, he said like a bargain deal.
I'm trying to get in the loser now.
That's
too.
So weird.
I gotta hear more about these hooker farms.
Yeah,
I
know, right? We need to know more about
these hooker farms. It's good.
It's good.
Are they naturally raised?
Grass fed.
Best sucky sucky for $42.
They come from bonsai tree. When he's banging, he goes, oh, sado, esio, do, camotillo. That's from The Karate Kid.
Yeah,
oh,
you
mixed the
oh, my God.
Daisa, come here. Mr. Miyagi, crane kicking. No, hooker farm, come here. Banzai, Daniel-san. Banzai. He walks in. What kind of hooker can I get? Pick. No, wait, I'm sorry. Choose.
Yeah.
That's great.
Daniel-san, screws fighting. We need to pen to hook a bomb.
Wax on. Oh, wax off.
Up. Down.
In, out, in, yeah. Out, in. Oh, that feels good. In,
Daniel-san,
out,
remember
in,
when
out.
I told you paint the fence?
Oh, my God.
And then sand the floor. You know how much, you know how many times I got my ass kicked from The Karate Kid? Really? Like, that's the move? Big bully's coming at you. Stand on one
kick.
Foot
yeah,
and try and kick him in the face at the time he's attacking you. Didn't work. Thanks, Dave. I think you missed a couple steps there. I got my leg snapped in half. God. Oh, there's more to this story.
I don't think he's even gotten to the story yet.
Something about an Asian guy yeah. with hookers. $10,000.
All he
it.
Said was Asian guy in Alabama with $10,000.
And then I went to Karate Kid, because that's what you should do.
Oh.
Pat Morita. Why not?
Well, this guy created...
Hillary Swank shows up at the end. No one really gives a shit by then.
This guy created a website called DateRen.com, and apparently if you find someone that is willing to go on a relationship with him for at least 6 months, according to the terms and conditions on the website, he has terms and conditions.
Wow. Like the iTunes terms and
yeah,
conditions.
Right.
With all the legalese, right?
Right. He will give
they
you
$10,000. They just click OK anyway. No one knows.
Yeah. Right.
Who reads that shit?
Nobody. That's what he's hoping for. He could put anything in there.
Then she's got to fight in a kumite. She's got to break the bottom brick with her titty.
That's where you get the lady with
what
a 64-inch ass.
Yeah. What sport? With the brick, got a bottom brick.
Oh, my God. Yeah,
you're
that's
the
end
best
of that story.
Around. Nothing gonna go to keep it down.
Oh, my God.
Next okay. story.
Yeah, next story.
this one has had all its comedy exhausted, I think.
All right, well, let's go to this one. A woman crashed into the back of a van in London because she was using a sex toy and she was distracted while stuck in traffic.
Well,
good for you.
Yeah. What do you say about
good
that?
Good for you, honey.
Yeah.
I'm not even mad.
My
I'm
number
impressed.
Is 215-266. Get your ass over here. I'm never next to that person in line.
No.
I'm next to like the big chick singing like Taylor Swift. And by big chick, I use me. I'm singing Taylor Swift, but it's a catchy song. I said I'm too late.
That's absurd, man. That's awesome.
She was just
I mean, good, good for her.
Yeah.
That's got to be against a traffic law.
I hope
what
so.
What cop would write her up? That cop would be fired. Hey, Jimmy, what happened to you? I wrote someone up. What'd she do? And she was doing herself with a dildo in her hair. And you wrote that up? And he's on desk duty for like 7 months. Him and the cop that got beat up by Justin Bieber. Remember that guy? Yeah.
The woman drove a Mini.
That's why even is that more impressive? Why is that relevant to the
story? They fit her and the dildo in that. That's what I want to know.
Well, the Mini hit the vehicle in front of her.
She has a Mini. Guess what? I'm the right guy for her.
Is the Mini the dildo or the car here?
She looks a little impractical. It's
I
little
know
and
it's
cute.
Something to do with sex.
The driver of the vehicle in front of her was delivering fish to restaurants and was worried that... All
right.
Hold on. That's why I didn't notice the smell.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm sorry. Did I take your phone?
No, I was thinking the same thing. Oh, my God. That's just perfect.
Go for you.
Yep. So... You know what, that's about the minute.
He's just giving
off
that.
Then what else do you want me to get? She was diddling
and
herself.
In other news, this girl's driving down the road diddling herself. Secondary story, shit, I was in the store, I was not there to see it.
Yeah, you know. You're right, why don't we get this?
Worst day ever, hashtag.
Why don't we ever get these kind of drivers in Philadelphia?
We get the guy jerking off in a Swiss cheese. Remember him?
Yeah, yeah, we covered him. Yeah,
we did. Yeah.
Yeah. Guess where he was from? Norristown.
There you go.
Shocker.
Yeah.
Our own comedian's from Norristown. Alex Majakis.
It was him.
Yeah. It was probably him.
It's probably him.
I like Gouda. It's creamier. Brie.
Brie is good.
It sounds like a girl's name.
Yeah.
So then you feel at least a little masculine.
There you go.
Are you pounding your balls against it? Sorry. Go on to the next story.
Well, it was very erotic. Yes, indeed. It was erotic.
You've had experience with this, haven't you?
Yeah, this could be a story itself here. You, yeah. You having sex with some foreign cheeses.
I'm not the only one. Come on. Why do you think I smell so good? Okay.
He says earlier he has a girlfriend Brie. It's probably the cheese that he has every night.
I gotta go meet Brie at home.
Can we wrap this bad boy up? I gotta go see Brie. You know, we got a little something we gotta do.
It feels so creamy.
You're sick.
Easy cow.
All right, let's get to some Florida stories. That'll liven things up.
Let's go.
Now, who is this guy in Florida?
It's Florida, and they're crazy.
You say liven things up like it's dead.
Oh my gosh, I have no idea what the hell I'm saying right now.
That's been 90% of this podcast. We're trying to stay on topic, and then it just drags on to the weirdest shit.
And then
shit
I start talking.
He always does impressions. He does the... You did the freaking Al Pacino, and then you did the Karate Kid.
That's not an impression. That's not an impression. Racist.
Yeah.
I did a random Asian guy. I went, oh.
Good impression.
Sorry.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
All right, let's talk about Florida stuff.
Yeah, let's get to our obligatory Florida stories. There's always something in Florida. You know what? After the heels of the...
I look at the heels. He's an extra. Sorry.
You just gave up.
You're on the next Florida. They had heels.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So, yeah, let's go to this one. A woman in St. Petersburg, Florida was charged with domestic battery after she shoved a dildo in her girlfriend's face in front of an officer.
That's amazing.
That's better than pocket mace.
I'm going to tell you right now. This is why Orange is the New Black is my favorite show. Because these whores are good for you.
If I ever got slapped in the face by a dildo, I would be so mad. Like,
I'm
going to
tell you something right now. That's how you win an argument. If you're a dude and you get slapped in the face, how do you come back?
That's all you can do.
You win.
That's it.
I don't know
game
what it
over.
Is. Listen, game over. I'm done.
Oh, my God.
Game over, man.
Oh.
That's awesome.
57-year-old Annette Kilhorn was...
She's 60. She's slapping her 60-year-old girlfriend in the face with a dildo.
Yep.
This bro gets more action than I do.
57-year-old Annette Kilhorn was arguing with her girlfriend over who owned a particular dress at the time. All this over a dress. Officers arrived...
Did you want it to be about something smart? She smacked her in the face with a dildo in front of a cop. I was about the war in Iraq.
I highly doubt they were debating politics.
It's about gun control.
Yeah.
About Trump running for president.
Yeah. I can't believe what he said about women.
Is his hair real?
I love how people get pissed off at Donald Trump. He's a rich guy with money.
Yeah.
That's carte blanche. He says whatever the fuck he wants to. He's every Scooby-Doo villain ever. That guy's going to run for president.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
And he'll still get more votes than Hillary.
True that.
He will.
And I would have gotten away for it if it wasn't for you meddling kids.
Watch Scooby-Doo. That's Trump.
While they were arguing over these particular dress, Kilhorn grabbed her girlfriend by the arm, pulled the dress out of her hand, grabbed a dildo and
that she had readily available.
Yeah, wait, you know, where were they that this was just ready to go?
I guess this had to be like near the bedroom. Where else would you keep a dildo?
Front lawn.
Right on the front lawn?
You're a 57-year-old woman living with another woman. You can keep a dildo wherever you want. She probably got it out of the other woman.
Just pulled it out.
Or her. It's like John Wayne. It was like really bad Deadpool.
Sorry. That's bizarre.
Yeah.
There's literally nothing that you can do after you got hit with the dildo that is going to even compare to what she just did to you.
Yeah.
It's done.
Yeah, you're right. It's done. You can't come back. That's it.
That's like my buddy says, the best way to get out of a fight is to lick the other dude.
I heard that.
And I'm like, dude, that's crazy, but that would actually work.
Yeah.
If you're in a fight and someone just goes over and licks your hand, I'm not fighting.
Or whip it out. I heard that. Yeah. People are scared of that.
Yeah, I'm not fighting a dude with his penis out.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, You're not going near it.
Yeah.
There's some weird
stuff. I'm 35.
Happening.
I'm not fighting anybody anymore.
Yeah.
I'm done. My days are I get hurt getting out of bed. Story number 7.
All right, let's go to this one. This is a quick one. This is only a couple sentences here.
And we're going
to
drag it out.
But let's drag it out. Come on, guys. I trust you guys. Drag this out. A West Palm Beach woman was in court after she was charged with trying to sell drugs while pushing her baby in a stroller.
Smart cover-up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Police arrested 25-year-old Brianna Sue Hoxter in Green Acres, Florida.
A Brianna Sue from Green Acres that's got caught selling drugs with a baby in a coach.
Yes.
It's like a Dr. Seuss
novel.
You're gonna
fuck Brianna this week. Jesus Christ.
When cops searched her, they found heroin, a drug called alprazolam. I have no idea what the hell that is. And other drug paraphernalia in the child's stroller that she was pushing.
How fat was his baby that the baby was holding him?
Police said Hoxter had admitted to snorting alprazolam. I have still no idea what the hell this drug is. Before officers arrived on the scene, she was arrested for drug possession and child abuse. So, unfortunately, that's a little more serious crime than just being a drug dealer.
She told them not to snitch. Listen, if we get away with this, we can go to KB Toys.
Yes.
It's a turbo doll.
Turbo Man? What was it? From Jingle All the Way?
Yes. Turbo classic.
Time. It's Turbo Time.
Look at this. This is pretty cool.
Oh, my God.
Put that cookie down.
Howard, excuse me, but your wife's cookies are out of this world.
What a... Who told you can eat my cookies?
Oh, these cookies.
Put that cookie down now.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, the governor of California.
Yep.
That is right there is the American dream.
Yo,
I watched the governor of a state that's a big one.
Yes.
It's not like Maine. It's fucking California.
Yep.
I watched his DVD Pumping Iron, and it was about
it's amazing.
Like,
I love it.
His dad dies, and he was training for Mr. Olympia, and he said, his mom says, are you coming to the funeral? He said, no, he's already dead. There's nothing I can do. And he just trains. He just goes back to training.
Daddy's wow. gangster.
He's already dead. What can I do? And he didn't go.
He said, listen, dad, come with me if you want to live. And the dad said no, so fuck him. But his dad will only be back in the reruns, so don't worry about it.
True oh that. My God. Do you ever see Arnold
Running Man reference?
The video of him smoking weed? Because he used to smoke weed after his like lifting competitions.
It helps with sore. The soreness. He's so
in Housen, he's like, oh. It's like the funniest thing in the world.
Dude, that.
Yeah, smoking with Arnold Schwarzenegger. I don't know how that would be. It'd be like,
You'd probably he'd probably start talking like an Englishman. Then.
You'd probably get
he'd be like, "Oh, hello, chump. How are you? This is how I normally talk now."
Hopefully, he smokes that good shit so you could actually understand what he says when you're high.
Oh my gosh, that would be great.
Oh man,
could you imagine the size of munchies he would have?
Oh my god, ridiculous. I know this.
Okay, next story.
All right, one more story. One more story for you.
Yay!
We made it to the end.
We made it to the end.
My ass fell asleep. Four stories ago.
It's an ass implant.
Yeah, it's better than it imploding
you
on
you need
itself.
To get them implants.
Tell you something, if my ass explodes, you're going to have a new deck.
Have a new business model there.
Here at Window Wizards. Sorry.
This one is also a Florida one.
Now, who is this guy in Florida?
It's Florida, and they're crazy.
All right, one more Florida
I
one
love
for
that
you.
Jingle.
You like it?
Thank
that,
you.
That was Mike.
Thank you. That was me.
It's Florida, and they're crazy.
It's just so direct that it just works.
And he sings it.
Yes. Yep.
You should create your own jingles. Do something about a slinky right now.
A slinky?
Yeah, and sing it in that pitch that
you put
have.
Him on a spot. Put Florida, you got to be in a moment.
Slinkies, they're little pieces of metal. They go up and down. Slinkies.
With that voice, he'll sell
Call
anything.
Slinkies. Slinkies go up.
I would buy.
These are anti-gravity slinkies. Okay, I want to buy that slinky.
I would buy any product with that jingle with his voice to it. I'm sold. I'm sold.
There you go.
Hooker Farms in Alabama.
Get him. Oh, now you're talking my language.
Oh my god.
I got pitched to do the loud laugh. I win.
Okay. All right, bring it together. One last story.
Oh, wait, we got another one.
Yeah, one last story. And it's Florida. In a daring daytime heist, a man walked into a Florida hospital, and out of all the things to steal, he decided to try and take the $48,000 operating room table. Investigators allege that 52-year-old Lance Sari entered.
Lance Sari?
Could Mr. Sari come present your case? Listen.
I'm sorry. What do you have to say? I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. Are you sorry? No, that's my name. I'm sorry.
The whole case is 30 seconds. Quickest Judge case in U.S. history.
Judge, it goes in front of Judge Judy, and they're just like, fuck it. Jenny, sorry.
Oh. Investigators allege
Bring
that...
out the dancing lobsters.
Go ahead.
Investigators allege that 52-year-old sorry entered the Morton Plant Hospital in Clearwater, Florida, and went to the secured area of the operating room. Once inside the operating room, he decided to wheel out a birch-told operating bed that is worth $48,000.
Dun, 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 dun,
Yeah, this,
this operating stuff. Table will explode in 30 seconds. How fucking bad is that security?
Yeah.
How did was everybody on a smoke break at the same time? He's a table. Oh, I'm sorry, it was probably an Asian guy. He's Asian. He's a doctor. It's got to be. They can only be like, I don't know, they can be doctors or dry cleaning. That's it.
How the hell did he make it all the way back to the emergency operating rooms?
Because he's Asian. Weren't you paying attention?
They're ninjas.
He dropped off in the ceiling. Oh, we remember Tom Cruise. Tom Cruise, Ethan Hawke, very good. Jerry Maguire, show me the money.
Show me the operating table.
A fucking operating table, what an asshole.
You had me at a row. Because they can't say H's.
Well, apparently he must have had this planned out.
You can't print me. And there it is.
You can't print me.
You had me at a row?
Oh, God.
Who's coming to live for me? John?
Well, he must have been planning this for a little bit because he had a white van ready to go. He was going to try and load the operating room table into the back
did
of the white van.
Did he have somebody with him? You guys, you get the right, I get the riff. One,
not.
Two, three, push. How fucking heavy an operating table is?
Yeah.
He brought a van?
Yeah.
I really think this through.
Did he really think he was just going to wheel it through the entire hospital?
Oh, nothing to see here. Nothing to see here. Oh, good day. How you doing?
Did he at least steal somebody and strap them to it so it looked like he was taking them somewhere?
Oi. It was his wife. Yeah. Hey, Margaret, don't make no noise.
She was covered in hot sauce and ranch.
And then when she tried to wake up, he hit her in the face with a dildo.
It's all coming together.
That she used to masturbate herself in the car right there.
She was a former hooker from the Alabama farm.
I got that from Alabama. She really good.
I paid her $10,000.
I paid $10,000 for this shit.
She was at the hospital to get the ass implants.
We just recapped
and
the entire podcast.
And then
they
would have exploded this thing.
Oh, oh, my God.
Hey, did you know Rory McIlroy? He's going to be out of the tournament. He's a pretty sucker. Okay. July 18th.
July 18th. Saturday
night.
Show.
Academic probation tour. Chris Knee. Rick Mararkey. A shitload of other people. TheTrack.com. I gotta put an Asian guy in my act now.
Yeah,
apparently.
You do. You do.
Oh. You should just do the act with that Asian accent and pretend like nothing is different.
Oh, hello. My dad will be like, I'm fucking confused. My dad will turn to my mom, I knew it!
First show your mom goes to, when did Rick get this accent? That's great.
Charles.
Oh, shit.
Please tell me there's no more. I can't take it.
Well, I'll finish this up. The cops noticed when he was trying to put the operating room table into the van.
That's when they noticed?
Yeah, that's when they noticed. It took him that long.
Holy shit.
That's when they noticed. He was arrested. He's charged with burglary.
Gary, come here a second. Is this a little Asian guy pushing an operating table in an exterminator van to look weird to you? No, not at all. He's Let me probably, go question him just in case.
He's probably fixing it.
Oh, we killed the roaches. We killed no job too big and no job too small. Except spiders. We don't do that shit. No spiders.
He was charged with burglary and grand theft.
Burglary.
One more side note, according to his LinkedIn page,
Sorry.
I got a fucking Wednesday.
yeah.
Scene. And, done. End the show.
and on the LinkedIn page, sorry, says that he's, quote, a master field service technician in the, quote, medical devices field.
Oh, my God.
So, that one last kicker for
you. Is great.
And there you go. That's what I have for you in the non-fortune cookie odd news. I am too, Rick. Oh, my God. I can't believe we made it through that. It's a reasonable time.
I
gotta
change my. What have I learned?
Yeah.
Asians are bad at stealing shit.
Well, yeah, change that in a hurry because it's time to recap everything that we learned. What have we learned on this episode of the Crispy Noodle Podcast?
As your body grows bigger,
your mind must flower.
It's great to learn
because knowledge is power.
All right, who wants to start it off?
I'm going to let these two guys handle this one.
What have you guys learned?
What have you guys learned?
I learned that girlfriends do not like to get covered in ranch and hot sauce and thrown into an oven.
No. Apparently that's frowned upon.
I have to cross out my 3-month anniversary list right now.
All right. Or do you?
What about you, Rick?
You got one?
Oh, I thought we were going back and forth.
No, screw them.
The one thing that I learned at the British Open is in tennis, because I was confused as well.
Changing that one.
Now I know that one.
There you go.
I learned that Sharknado is still on air. I didn't even know that existed anymore after the first season.
Yeah.
What else did I learn?
Pitch has amazing beds.
Yeah. I learned that we have the greatest jingles that can ever be created.
Oh,
when
when
he gets on the mic.
Thank you.
And I learned that this podcast was just nonstop fun.
Thank you. All right, Rick.
Rick,
what do you got?
He stole mine, kind of. One, I know shit about golf.
Join the crowd.
Pitch loves Coldplay.
Yes, I do.
My mother may hate me. Asians are really bad at stealing tables. And Al Pacino banged Amy Schumer.
Yeah. I did not know that one. I will agree with you on that one. I did not know that.
I'm a fan of Amy! What an ass! Ooh-wah.
Speaking of asses, I learned that a 64-inch ass is bigger than my teeth. And the music editor. Thank you, Rich.
Sorry.
And the music editor. I learned that my ass is... Wait.
Sorry.
Oh, this is nice of TV.
I also learned...
Look at the tubes on this thing.
Jesus Christ. I also learned that there are apparently hooker farms in Alabama where they grass.
Look at the hooker farm.
Rich, have you learned anything?
I've learned I gotta go to a hooker farm, apparently. We gotta find these places out.
Guess what? We're joking. There probably is a hooker farm.
Probably.
It's called the Bunny Ranch in Vegas.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
Ayo.
We're gonna have to fly out to Nevada.
Or just make one now. I don't mean actually make
one. Wait, a brothel?
I mean, yeah, why not?
Yeah, I think we should make a brothel.
I don't have to be work till noon.
Let's get cracking.
Yeah, that's what we're gonna do after the podcast. We're gonna start planning this. There you go, that's what we've learned on this episode of the Crispy Noodle Podcast.
What did we learn, Palmer?
I don't know, sir.
I don't know either. I guess we learned not to do it again.
Yes, sir.
I don't if I know what we did.
So there you go there. One last time before we start the official wrap-up of the show. Rick, Chris, thank you guys for being here.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
Oh, my gosh. I had so much fun.
Yeah, man, this was a blast.
My chest hurts.
You guys are
phenomenal. I might have to go to the hospital. Oh.
My chest hurts from bacon salt. It's completely different. No, my hand went numb a little bit.
My chest hurts from laughing too much and trying to keep composure when I absolutely can't. But you guys are just very funny, and I'm looking forward to your guys' show this Saturday at the Trocadero. Doors open at 7.
Yep.
And then the funniness starts afterwards. I'm looking forward to it. Tickets are available. Big show for you guys.
Yes.
Recording comedy albums.
Yes, yep. Yes.
I mean, what else is there left to say? I think I hit all the points.
That's everything, man. I mean, big show this Saturday. You can get tickets on the Troc website, ticketfly.com. Like us on Facebook at the Academic Probation Tour.
Follow tickets are $16 before the show and $19 day
at the door. Yeah.
At the door. I highly suggest you getting tickets beforehand.
Yeah.
This way the Troc is a lot easier to just go
in. Yeah, you just walk right in. You can follow us on Twitter at Probation Tour.
Or like us on Facebook at the Academic Probation Tour.
Yeah, you could follow me on Twitter at Kirstenee Comedy, like my Facebook page, Kirstenee Comedy, Instagram, CFJN2504.
My thing is Rick Morarchy on Facebook, or I think it's Rick Com, because I ran out of...
Yeah, it's Rick Com.
Rick Morarchy Com on Facebook, because I ran out of letters, because I count good.
Yeah. It's come out to the show, man. It's going to be so much fun. We got a bunch of talent, like comedians. We're putting Philly comedy on the map, man. This is going to be crazy, crazy night.
Doing
full
a gorilla
of laughter.
Style.
Yeah, buddy. It's going to be awesome. So,
thanks again for having us.
Thank you for having us.
The most fun I've had.
Thank you guys for coming on
any show.
Thank you guys for coming on the show.
Thank you for
time.
Letting us just go, too.
Yeah, man.
I appreciate
we definitely
that.
Took up so much of your time with this podcast.
And I completely apologize for dragging it out as much as
the
I
Asian could. Rants.
Yeah. Honestly, I apologize to all Asians.
Honestly, we didn't have a choice. I was laughing too hard half the time to even say anything. So, thank you guys.
Very good, very good answer. Very good.
Matt, this has been awesome, though. Thanks for having us. Hopefully, we could do this again sometime.
Well, thank you guys for taking time to come over. I know this is a busy week for you guys. You're doing all the promotion for the show Saturday night, so I'm glad you guys made it out. And once again, thank you guys for coming on the podcast and making me almost pee myself. Thank you.
No doubt.
And I think now is a good time to start to wrap up the show.
Oh,
folks,
yeah.
This is the Crispy Noodle Podcast. This is the craziness that ensues. You never know what you're going to get every week here on the Crispy Noodle Podcast. Definitely check these guys out, Rick Morarchy, Kirstenee, and the rest of the performers that are going to be on the Academic Probation Tour. Perfect. As for us, if you want to check out more information, we have the website, thecrispynoodle.com. Make sure to like us on Facebook, The Crispy Noodle, and follow us on Twitter, at The Crispy Noodle.
That's right. You can also check out our YouTube channel, where we have a bunch of interviews and best bits and other fun videos we put up there. But most importantly, remember to check us out on iTunes, where you get the latest episodes downloaded for free, straight to your computer, your phone, or your tablet. You can listen to us at home, on the go, at work, anytime, anywhere, anyhow. Just search for, download, and subscribe to The Crispy Noodle Podcast on iTunes.
Rick, yeah, one more thing?
Yeah, I just wanted to quickly go up the whole lineup real fast.
Yeah.
It's Kirstenee, me, Rick Morarchy, Bob Kaplan, Alex Margagas. I don't know if I said his
Majakis.
Name. Right. Majakis, Mark, whatever. If people mess up Morarchy all the time, fuck. Tim Ramos, Chris Whitehair, Rich Giuliani, Glenn Deary, the host is going to be Jared Edelman and James Weir. Like I said, July 18th, Trocadero Theater. Come down and laugh.
Awesome.
And thank you guys. Thank you both. Seriously.
Yeah, this was a bunch of fun, man. I laughed the whole time.
As well as we did.
Yes.
Another announcement that I just remembered off the top of my head.
Okay.
All of our Too Many Games coverage is now available when this podcast goes out. So if you want even more madness from the Crispy Noodle, check out our complete coverage of Too Many Games 2015. Everything that we've shot, everything that we did for photos, videos, interviews is out.
That's right. Check out the website and the YouTube channel. We have a whole bunch of videos and articles and a great photo gallery. So make sure you hit up both of them to get the full scoop.
That's right. If you want to follow us individually on Twitter, I am at Rich Liebig, RichLiebig.
I'm at Mikey Costanzo, MikeyCostanzo.
All right. I think that's going to do it. I think I got to go to the hospital, check my heart out, because I just laughed so much. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, man. You.
All right. That'll do it for us. This is the Crispy Noodle Podcast. Let us be the Crispy Noodle in your vegetarian salad of life and boring news. See you guys next week.
See you guys.
Later!
Some of us have great stories, pretty stories that take place at lakes with boats and friends and noodle salad. A lot of people, that's their story. Good times, noodle salad.
The Noodle Podcast, 2015, Kablamo! Oh, get over here, pa-pow! Something!